participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Testing.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2.
Now. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
How are you this far?
This is ridiculous. Joining us, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Which may sound okay to you listening.
It probably sounds perfect. We're having a little trouble monitoring ourselves. A little trouble is, and you know what's nice is, of course, it gets weirder as time goes on.
Do you have that in your headphones as well, Buzz?
I'm sharing in your joy.
We have a little technical glitch. You know, I hate the fact that when I say something and it fails off, you don't hear it.
I don't hear it. Joining us now, I say...
Joining us now!
I feel like Garrett Morris on Saturday Night Live. Here is Chief Engineer...
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs, to explain what's wrong with our microphones and why we have to play a tape for an hour while you fix them.
Right now, I'm just hoping I can fix them in that hour. Okay. What we've lost is a sub-processor that controls all of the 5 microphones that, just by chance, you guys use.
Huh.
So everything else in the room works except for what you need.
How lucky is that?
So, in essence, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
We can talk into the microphones, but we don't hear... We are hearing distorted back what we're hearing.
It's weird. Yeah. You heard what we heard.
Now,
hearing.
We could do the show like they do...
On WKRP in Cincinnati.
But that wouldn't be any fun.
And you can't take phone calls that way because you can't hear anything.
And you might be surprised, but phone calls are kind of part of the show.
What? These microphones, if I have noticed that I've noticed that if you really try to push and push and push and push, like now I'm really talking
That's a sign it's broken. At least we can hear it.
Yes.
I don't know if the people out there can hear it. Mike, give me...
Can the people out there hear it, Tony?
Give me one on your mic. Mike? Mike? Mike?
Hello?
Mike, loud.
Hello?
Loud.
Hello?
Really loud.
Hello?
Okay, hold on. Again.
Hello? This sucks. I'm sweating.
Buzz?
Hi.
Buzz?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Now push it. Push it, Buzz. Push it.
Hello? Hello?
Tony, is this doing any damage to the audio chain right now?
No.
Okay, good.
So, Tony?
The joke is already broke.
How much more damage can be done?
You would hope that this would be fixed. But before the show went on the air, found out about this about an hour ago, I guess.
Yeah, when Joe did his first break.
Ah. Because we're the only live show that's on... You know, starting at 3, everything else is taped.
First one. My God, how come Greg Edger didn't pick it up?
does he even get to crack the mic?
It doesn't matter. I blame him for it. Doesn't matter. I blame him for everything.
What? Oh my God!
I can't stand talking on.
How many? God, I apologize. If you can hear me, I apologize.
They're probably the way.
How many wires do you have to redo? Tony.
56.
That's all?
That's it.
That's it. Am I to understand people can hear us fine?
Yeah, because the on-air processing is taking care of
it. But we can't hear ourselves.
Sure.
The room is messed up.
How about this?
Sounds fine to us.
I just got a message from J-Dubs that sometimes if Mike 5 is plugged in...
What? Hold on.
If Mike 5 is plugged in,
yeah.
It messes things up, so I'm going to try to unplug it.
Okay. All right. Try. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
How'd that work?
Hello?
Does that sound normal?
Hey, hold on.
That's perfect.
Are you kidding me?
That is too funny.
Are you kidding me?
Hey.
We were ready to shut down the show.
Well, what that means is we've got a bad Channel 5 and nobody's bothered to tell engineering.
Well, there we are. Listen to that. Now it's perfect.
I love Channel 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Oh, this is too good.
That feels better.
Tony, you seem to be a relieved gentleman, right?
Oh, you? Yes, I am. That still means
maybe
that
I should have checked it after 28 wires or so.
No.
So, To simplify it for the simpletons among us,
yes,
you thought the problem was something to do with 55 different wires that made it so we couldn't hear ourselves and our microphones seemed to be distorting. The problem was really microphone number 5?
Three wires.
Must be shorting out.
Wow, so yeah. Now everything's wonderful. And we're back after our little Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, thank God.
Isn't that nice?
Ooh, thank God.
You feel better.
Because really, this is a special show we've got today.
We have the show to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today we take no... Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Bacardi Limon.
We take no prisoners.
That's
thanks, guys.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, bye-bye. Rob, how did you find that out? Dubs told you that?
Apparently, Dubs has had trouble with it before.
What a shame that Dubs saved the show today, and yeah. Dubs is going to be the victim of the show today.
Oh, speaking of which, let me take my jacket off.
Yes, please, stay a while.
Look at you.
We thought
you're wearing... What are you wearing? You're wearing an Indianapolis Colts jersey.
That's right.
The colors.
From back in the day, Marshall Faulk.
Wow, old school.
Got the number
28
going.
That is incredible.
All right. Give me a second. Well, thank God they got that worked out, because that would have been maybe the most embarrassing thing. I mean, me and Mike have done, Mike and I have done dumb things like getting mad at management and walking off the show. And,
right. Yeah, we've
and
spilled sodas and consoles and
but,
stuff.
But never have we come in ready to do a show. Right. And today is the show where J-Dubs is getting the Indianapolis tattooed on his back.
Now I think I've lost my hearing.
Never have we, what?
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 Hello?
Mike, where are you?
I
can hear you, but I can't see you.
That's what I said.
That's very frustrating.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, man.
But that's the first time we've ever come in, and they've said, the microphones are so bad that...
It's not the microphones, it's the processing for monitoring. We can't monitor what we're saying.
Yeah,
so we have to wear headphones so we can hear you, and we can hear each other.
Right.
And we can't do it without those, and those weren't working.
Right.
Then J-Dub said, unplug this microphone.
Because he knew all
here
along.
Here at WKRP in Cincinnati. And if you unplug that microphone, everything will work fine, and it did.
So I said to Tony, this is like the 1 minute before we're going on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long will it take you just to rip the thing apart and fix it? He said,
Bacardi Limon.
About 55 watts. I hope within an hour.
Within an hour, and he was a trooper. He was going to dive in and do all of that. Nobody had told engineering, and this is not Tony's fault, seriously. Nobody said that when they hook up 5 microphones to this thing, the monitors go on the fritz.
And
what Tony said is it's one bad channel.
And because after a weekend of running mainly infomercials, where nobody actually cracks the microphone, we're the first live programming on this station today on WJFK. So, sure, why wouldn't the microphones break now?
Right.
The microphones probably broke at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning when they were playing Know Your Feng Shui Garden Show.
Exactly.
Hung by, starring Deng Chao Ribei.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the garbage is they put on the station on the weekend, the garden show or the find out how to run your computer show.
Know Your Prostate.
Yeah.
All the shows
one
they
of my
have.
Favorite.
I enjoy that one, too.
Okay.
I truly do.
Okay. That's out of the way.
Yeah,
it turns out it was the easiest fix of all time.
It was the easiest fix of all time.
Of all time.
What it was J-Dubs decided to come in here and... fix it as the easiest fix of all time.
Anyway, I'm ecstatic because I was pissed. We have a great show for you today.
I'm sweating for some reason.
Well, take your jacket off.
Yeah, you're wearing a leather jacket. See, we didn't know we were going to stay. We thought we had an extra hour.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go.
Sure.
Oh, and listen, who believed that hour estimate? Tony?
Bacardi Limon.
Come on.
No, I was heading to the mall.
Yeah.
And Mike did say that.
Yeah.
See you at the mall.
He said, what is the situation? What will you do? I said, head to the mall for some Christmas shopping.
Okay, we're here, we're clear, the microphones work. And let me say hello, everybody.
Well, greetings, post-holiday greetings to you, Mr. Shannon.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale. I thought you usually say something more after that.
I do, but we have to move today because of the time spent talking with Good Samaritan Tony Diggs.
And I'm Mil Drysdale.
Who loves his Bacardi Lemon.
Bacardi Limon.
Very good.
Groaners. Completely lame groaners.
Yeah.
Go for it. Why, excuse me, what?
Things are a little discombobulated, Mr. Yeah, Shatter.
They are. I mean, we were arguing with this guy like 2 minutes before we go on the air saying, this is no friggin' way to do a radio show. How come nobody checks the microphones? What are we supposed to do? Oh, yeah, hi, here we are.
Yeah.
Bingo. But we're pros.
Yes.
Look it up in the book.
What did they call the star of Alexander when he was a baby?
What did they call him?
Crawling Feral. Hello.
Yeah. Now, you're trying to fool me with that, aren't you?
Who was the classiest... God, this is my fault. This is my fault.
We're a little rusty.
Killer material.
This is good.
Killer material.
Oh, I know.
And this whole false start thing today has just got
me... I understand. Don't let it get to you.
Okay. Because this is good, great, growing material.
Yes.
Who was the clumsiest actor on the set of Alexander?
Who?
Fallen Feral.
Oh.
Hello. Which actor in the movie Alexander loves to play hockey?
Which one?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh. Is that it? Hey now.
No.
Oh, no more. Oh. You pointed at me like that was the hey now point.
Perfect.
Everything's out of sync here.
What football movie has a player who dies from wearing sexy underwear?
Brian's thong?
Brian's thong. You'll never get this one.
All right.
What movie, last one, what movie has Jack Black teaching misfit kids how to be closeted homosexuals?
I don't know. What is it? Give it to me.
School of Rock Hudson.
Now, all right.
Yeah.
Hey now.
It's hey now. Give
it in. What?
What are you doing?
You're cute.
Oh, when I point you to say hey now.
Everybody.
So guys, what do you think? Buzz?
I got.
Were those robs or did those come from the prep service?
I'm gonna say prep service.
Michael,
I'll say prep service.
Oh, he got us.
He got
not
you.
Because you fooled me, I thought you were doing the double whammy.
Or was I?
Or were you?
Or are they?
Right? Gotcha. School of Rock Hudson.
I wrote that when I was drunk.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, John Terry.
Oh. Hi there.
And hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. Tony, hi.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There it is. There's the door, here's the tape.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Family Togetherness. And all the ships at sea.
Overrated.
Listening to them will make you feel a strength inside that you had never known before. Don Geronimo and Mike.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Hi
there. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Monday. Mike.
Monday.
112904.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
It's a screwed up beginning to a show.
I like it.
Perfect to me. I miss my cue because that was touching Rob.
I know you were.
Always.
Sir. So, hi, welcome to the show. Don and Mike's show, new episode. Hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah.
It's Monday. It's November 29,
20-odd-4. Hi, Tony.
Why is Tony standing at the window?
Because Tony's about to have a nervous break.
Tony was
Bacardi Limon.
Literally banging his head against the window.
Yeah, he's having a day.
Well, it's working fine.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Working great, Dave. 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, uh-huh. From Canada and from Mexico, 800-636-1067. In D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067. That would have been a first. That's why we were all taken aback.
Right.
The fact that we're here We're queer. We're ready to do the show.
Right.
Yet because some button has been pushed or some wire has been pushed, the microphones don't work.
Rained out.
And then they said...
We come to play every day, but I would tell you that after a brief holiday break, I mean, we're kind of ramped up.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happens to a lot of people, and we all want to talk about it.
Let me explain this to you the nicest possible way that I can. No matter what you say, and no matter what your family says, and I enjoyed Thanksgiving. I had a great holiday.
Good.
I think everybody had a great holiday.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you know...
We're sorry.
T.S. But let me just start today, now that I got my clear head here, that we've got the technical problems worked out.
Yes.
I think deep down, all of us at some point hate the holidays. I think deep down, all of us at some point, while we like the camaraderie, while we like the fellowship, while we like the family, while we like the food, at some point... Maybe the point happens for you at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Maybe it happens at 2. Maybe it happens at 4. Maybe you suffer with it till 11. But really, at some point, you just want to say, get the hell out of my house. I don't care about your dumb stories. I don't want to sit down and look at any more pictures. And please, for God's sakes, don't bring over more people, especially people that I don't even know. People who are just coming over just for dessert. Now, it's just me. Like I said, I had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I believe I'm speaking...
I agree with what you said.
...for most of America
yes.
that the holidays are just a bitch.
There's a burnout factor.
Let me just say that. Hi, and it's great to be back.
I would agree that at some point during the day, everybody has one of those moments on the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And fortunately, mine happened first thing in the morning, and then it was all gravy after that. It was all fantastic after that point of my holiday. It was just superb.
Well, mine didn't get
get burned. I went the opposite direction. I got ramped up, and then by the time the day ended or the night ended. It was fantastic.
Oh,
at the beginning of the day, I was, you know, because everybody's got their own situations. Everybody's got their little baggage.
If I could just say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
All you women out there, all you grandmas, even you lovable grandmas, wearing your Thanksgiving sweaters, go to hell.
Okay? Wow. So all was not perfect, I'm guessing.
No, listen. We had
sending mixing.
No, we had. Well, I had a fight with my wife that had nothing to do with Thanksgiving. But we had a truly great Thanksgiving. It's just when you get done with it and you get to Monday and you realize.
Oh, now are you including the whole holiday weekend?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's the difference. I thought you were talking about the day.
No, I'm talking about this entire.
Hey, the weekend sucks.
This entire 4-day. I mean, and I think it's time that everybody just started being honest about it. That. It sucks, and you love your family, and you like being with them, but after a while...
Sure!
It's just too much, and
everything's too much. And it's not just family.
No,
It's out and about with everybody else.
It's everybody. It's all the Black Friday. It's all the... And this doesn't even affect me, but it got me going. It's those toothless, booger-eating idiots that get in line at 2 a.m. in 20-degree weather in front of a friggin' Best Buy and wait in the freezing cold for 4 hours to be able to go in, buy something, and have the pleasure of waiting in line.
The consumer culture that is America now.
For an hour and a half.
That's all it's about. No, we don't love crowds. We love stuff.
Right.
We love things, and that's what it is. It's the consumer culture that now, I believe, has completely taken hold in totality. It's with the radio stations that play Christmas music after Halloween. It's everything.
Here's what it would take to get me to JCPenney's at 2 a.m.
What would it take?
On the day, if they announced Jennifer Aniston will be posing nude for the first 200 people that come in and buy some sheets. Okay, I'd be there. I'm there. This is just part of the Thanksgiving weekend craziness that no one wants to address. All you hear is, oh, it's a great time with family and friends and everybody's together. And I want to tell you something else. I had two trips to the airport this weekend to pick my kid up and drop my kid off.
Right.
Please shoot me now. Please shoot me now.
Not good.
Thanksgiving my ass. Now, I want to tell you why it was so good.
All right.
But I think on some level, everybody feels that after the end of a weekend.
Yeah,
after
too much.
The end of a four-day weekend.
It's stressful.
Man, it's just a grind. Thank God we have that show. That's why I was upset if we could do the show today. I mean, besides the fact that Dubs is getting tattooed today.
No, this is necessary. Yeah. It's become necessary for all of us.
Terrible.
It used to be only necessary for you. Now we all need it. Uh-huh. We all need it desperately to come in here. We didn't have it. I think we'd all be on top of a building.
Or in prison.
I think there's a lot of people out there who feel that way. Even you grandmas with your sweaters, with your Halloween sweaters that kind of morph into the Thanksgiving sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm cool with that on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. I'm even cool with that on the Friday after Thanksgiving. But on Saturday, you know, come on, don't give me that phony ho, ho, ho. This is the happiest time of the year. We're so happy because we're going to go wait in line at J.C. freaking Penny. Like, you can't get into J.C. Penny any other day of the week.
I zipped into your store and saw one on the rack. Wanted to rip it into shreds. Right there.
What, at Walmart?
Yeah, like six steps in.
What?
Six steps into the Walmart.
What was it?
Or the one that I go. I should go, Walmart. That's the one that I go to.
Nice ethnic slur, Mike.
I should say that I walk by and I see a Christmas sweater. A Christmas sweater just hanging there. And I, you know, for what it was the end of a long weekend.
Hey, but you
it
know
was
what?
Sunday night. I wanted to rip it to shreds.
I bet the price was 2-4-1.
Hey, very good.
Okay, I'll run through this real fast.
I think it was 1.99.
Because, like I say, this is just me blowing off steam.
Sure.
Back with my buddies.
You need that.
Ready to get back into it. The weekend, the four-day weekend, was actually good. The total of people that showed up at our house on Thanksgiving was 21. Not that I was counting, but 21. Mm-hmm. And that was
you were saying 2 weeks ago you were very excited because there were going to be 7 people there.
Well, you know, people come over and they, sure. they bring people and then
right.
that's cool.
Total people sitting at the table?
21.
Wow. 21.
And then more joined us afterwards for dessert. But it was nice. We did not get to the turducken because the turkey that had been prepared was absolutely like something out of a farm where they've been injecting it with stuff like it in Jurassic Park. I mean, it was a gigantic bird. It took up the entire friggin'. Oh, thank you, Rob.
Goodbye, turkey. My turn it will. Be in touch.
I took up every inch of the oven. Big
Don't we
turkey.
Have a sound of that turkey before it was slaughtered?
Beautiful turkey.
It was. How big do you estimate the turkey was? 600 pounds?
Mike, it looked like one of those...
That's a normal turkey.
Looked like one of those blimps.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the sound of a normal turkey.
This is what my turkey sounded like.
Oh, my.
That's a big turkey.
That is large.
And he kept saying, don't eat me.
That is such a large bird.
And I kept saying,
goodbye, turkey. My turn it will. Be in touch.
Wow.
So the whole family's there.
Right.
We've got the dinner happening. We've got the football on. We broke out the absinthe at approximately 4 p.m.
Oh, so you didn't start it early in the morning.
Very wise.
I wanted to, but there was some peer pressure there.
You are a smart man for breaking it out when you did.
Yep. I agree.
Well, I wanted to start early. Did you start early?
I started earlier than you.
How much earlier?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, it was probably, I'm guessing, perhaps 2 or 3 o'clock.
Well, that's not bad, because I started at 4.
It was the greatest Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big winner at our...
It really was. I recommend it for every holiday.
Yeah, at our table, too, it was a big winner. My brother-in-law, Bill, although, you know, I am the bad host. I did give it to those who were old enough and, in my mind, old enough to try an adult beverage.
Ah, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Well, you know, we had control of the college kids. We took the keys away and said, have a sip of the joy juice.
Right.
And at one point, my brother-in-law, Bill, was sitting across the table from me, and he kept saying, I don't like the way this tastes. I don't think that this is really good.
At first.
And then about 5 minutes later, he looked at me and he said, you know what?
That means he likes it.
And I said,
did you do all the preparation?
I did.
With the spoon?
Did, with the spoon, with
tall
the sugar.
Tall glass?
With the sugar, the tall glass.
You pour the water into the
ice cold water.
Cube with the dissolved.
Yeah. Made it happen, gave it to my wife. Let me see, my sister-in-law had it. I think maybe even Big Frida tried it.
I did such an awesome job. I was so proud of myself the way I made those drinks.
Same here. I had
and
success.
The proof of how good it was sometime, you know, you lose track of time on that Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Sometime after the football was over, which I guess would be after 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
We're still sitting around the table, everybody kibitzing and having coffee, and some people still having the absinthe.
Was that the game where it was snowing?
That was last night, Mike.
Okay.
Well, I should point out that my cunny honey was wearing her wig all day on Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
She's wearing the wig all day. And I've all day been hearing everybody say, oh, you're Frida, you look so great in the wig, so great in the wig.
The straight long one?
Yeah, the one like Winnie Cooper. So, we're sitting at the table, about 8 o'clock, I guess. I just leaned over, pulled it right off her head.
Oh, my.
That's how gone I was.
Yeah.
And how gone was she? Yeah. She was so gone, she just laughed about it.
Ah, there you go.
She laughed.
Wonderful.
Then I went downstairs with the wig. She's saying, now, what are you doing with my wig?
Yeah.
And I was dancing around the room. I've got your wig. I've got your wig. I mean, Buzz, that absinthe is powerful stuff.
It
and everybody's everybody's loving it.
It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Happy.
You know, people start going, wig. I go downstairs where my kid is down there with the other college kids in the family, and some of the high school kids are playing video. And I said, hey, Bart, you know, it'd be great. Put Mom's wig on and come on upstairs. And he said, oh, I'd love to. So, yeah, this is a wig that's fitted for my wife's head.
Right.
My son puts it on his big, oversized head. And I laughed so hard, I fell down on the floor when he came around the corner.
Oh, no.
Right. We were down in the basement. And I said, oh, my God. Now, it was the absinthe. But I said, that is the funniest thing ever. Go up right now. Right now. So he went up with a wig, and most of the comments that he got were, hey, you look pretty good with long hair, Bart. You look pretty good with long hair. And at that point, he just got disgusted because no one was good.
He wasn't getting the reaction he wanted.
Yeah, and at that point, he just picked up the wig and said, hey, Dad, here. And threw it across the room, over the table that still had food and drink sitting on it.
Oh, knocked him over.
Thank God for my cat-like reflexes.
You saved the day.
The hair just barely got a little drippy with either some of the oyster stuffing or the
cranberry sauce.
Or it was this awful item that I refuse to have just because it grossed me out in principle. The corn pudding.
Oh, had it. I've had it. We didn't have it.
Looked too runny to me.
We might have had a reasonable facsimile thereof at my table that I did not sample. I didn't dive into that. We had so much stuff.
But I grabbed across the table, grabbed my wife's wig, and just got a little bit of it in the food and put it back on her head, and she was happy. And
sopped up for some of the gravy with it.
And that's a good Thanksgiving night. Now, before I get to the bad part of this, there was one other thing. Because we were all just really bombed. You know, not crazy bomb, but Thanksgiving bomb.
Happy.
We're watching CSI. It's Thanksgiving night. And I notice that I'm running the TV because that's my area.
Right.
I've got the SAP button on.
Separate audio programming.
So CSI starts, and I notice that as the scene is coming on, there's a voice that says, no, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't Spanish?
It wasn't Spanish. A voice comes on and says, Bill Grissom is now leaving the hospital. The district attorney approaches Gil Grissom.
Oh, it's for sighted people.
Okay.
For blind people.
Well, again, this is why I am simply the dumbest guy in the world.
That's how our friends like Blind Glenn.
I understand
that. Watch TV. Watch TV.
However, I made a big deal about it. I said to everybody in the room, what idiot at CBS pushed the wrong button tonight?
Oh, dear.
Everybody says, what are you talking about? I said, listen to this. It's like they're saying everything that happens before it happens.
It's for blind people, mallet head.
And then somebody said to me, "It's the don't you see the SAP button is on?" And I said, yes, SAP. I was just bombed enough. I said, you know that belligerent way?
Right.
SAP stands for Spanish
Audio
programming.
Oh, really?
I said, what we are getting is some type of ridiculous guy doing a voiceover. And then, Frida comes over and says to me very pleasantly, honey, that is for blind people.
Pats you on the head.
And I said,
sit down, please.
And I said, an exact quote, well, why would blind people watch TV?
Oh, no.
and that was that.
Wow.
So here we go to the part of the weekend that got kooky.
Uh-huh.
This is now Friday. It's after Thanksgiving. Everything's cool. We're still up at Ocean City. My wife has bought a painting, and we're going to go to this, wherever this art shop is. We're going to see about picking this painting up.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I know you love the artwork.
Oh, I do. 4 feet by 5 feet.
Wow.
Huge. We're not that even sure great. If we can get it in my big SUV. But we go over to take a look at the painting. Now we go into this gallery.
That's like a mural.
We go in this gallery, and there are literally thousands of paintings. And I don't know which one my wife has selected to buy. They're all big and huge like this. And there's all kinds of different paintings. We get over to the area where the painting is, and she says, do you know which one it is? And I said, because I'm looking at the paintings on the wall, I said, God, I hope it's not that one.
Oh,
she says, that's it. I said, you are kidding me. I said, you have great taste. You've decorated our house beautifully. And that painting is awful.
What was it?
Well, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, I'm eager.
It's 4 feet by 5 feet.
So if you don't like it, you really don't like it.
It's a body, a semi-nude body.
Hello.
But it's abstract, that has another body wrapped around it in a semi-lotus position.
Huh.
It also has a leg that appears to belong to Freddy Krueger, coming in the left-hand side of the picture, where you can see all the veins and bones. And also, in this body that has the lotus behind it and the face that's like half Phantom of the Opera, half Mona Lisa, there's only about 8 arms and hands.
Sounds very, very horrific.
That are coming out of this.
Very macabre.
So I'm standing there looking at this, and I said to Frida, I'm going to need about 10 minutes. Let me get a good look at it.
Yeah.
And I swear to Christ, I'm looking at this picture, and I'm just thinking, no way. So I go downstairs, and I say, baby, I really don't like that painting. I really don't like it. She said, okay, I'll go see if I can get the money back. Right? And incidentally, she has spent more than $10 on this painting.
I would have. It's an original?
Yes.
Ah.
So, while we're outside...
Is the artiste on the premises?
I don't think so. While we're outside, I'm out there with my brother and sister-in-law, who I love, and I don't want Robin, my sister-in-law, to get mad about what I'm going to say now.
Right.
Because when we were outside, while Frida was in trying to get the money back on this painting, I said to Robbie, my sister-in-law, she said, do you really dislike it? I said, Robin, I would never say this to Frida because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I said, it's not only ugly, it's demonic. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with that picture. Like, when I look at that picture, I think, like, demonic thoughts. And I said to her, don't say this to Frida.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, I swear to God, I said, don't say this to Frida. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I said, but I feel strongly about this. I hate this picture.
You think Frida's possessed by the devil?
Well, listen, here's the upshot of this. She comes out, and she says, well, I talked to the lady, and it turns out, you know, I bought it.
She talked to the man and said, he's going to buy it.
She said, we can't get out of it because they could have sold it to somebody else. So, I said, well, you know, all right. You know, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, that I said I didn't like it. But, you know, I guess I'll try to get to like it.
Where is it going to be featured prominently in your home?
Yes. And as we are walking down the street...
Uh-huh.
Because we break up into, you know, when you're walking with another couple and it's crowded on a street, one couple goes ahead and my wife and I stay behind. So my brother and sister-in-law are walking in front of us, walking away from the store. Frida leans over and says to me, incidentally, real nice that you think that photo, that picture is demonic. I said, and this is the first thing I said, oh, that bitch.
So she immediately told her.
She said, now don't call Robin a bitch.
No.
And if Robbie is hearing this, I don't think you're a bitch. That was. I said that to your sister.
You're not having a very good day at this point.
I said this to your sister in confidence. I was speaking as her brother-in-law of 23 years. The last thing I wanted to do was have her go run in there and tell you exactly
normally,
what I said.
Normally, siblings pass it along if the spouse says they're possessed.
So Frida says to me, well, here's the deal. Robbie only told me because she knew how upset you were and how much you didn't really want this painting. I said, okay, so what's the bottom line on this? The bottom line on this is that I am the proud owner of a demonic, rather erotic, macabre picture that I'm sure at some
point... Would Marilyn Manson like this picture?
He'd love it. He might be in it at some point.
We can't tell.
And I am positive that whenever this thing is brought to my house, and incidentally, too big to get in the 4x4, too big even with all the seats folded down.
Wow.
So we're going to have to rent a van, drive back up there, put it in a van by the river.
You know what might be a nice place for it?
Where?
Hang it over the pentagram that's next to Frida's sacrificial altar.
I'm sure that one night after this thing's on my wall...
Is Frida going goth?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
think
will she be wearing, like, black lipstick...
Morticia.
And starting to pierce her eyelids?
Listen, she likes the painting. And I don't... You know me.
Hey, the phone's ringing.
Hey, here we go.
Oh, who could this be?
Hello?
It's not demonic, sweetie. You're not making me any happier saying what you're saying.
I'm just telling the story. I'm going to get to the end of the story here.
Well, the end of the story is you make it sound like I'm buying some devil worship art. I'm sorry it was way over your head, but it really is an incredible painting.
And like I told you on Friday night, it is an incredible painting that really freaked me out.
Well, I'm sorry, you're just easily freaked. I can't help that, but it's not at all demonic. It's called Into the Light, as a matter of fact.
Well, demonic is in the eyes of the beholder. I mean, I saw the devil in that painting.
It's a good thing. Well, then you see the devil. I related to this figure in this painting. I related to it as an extension of myself. So you see the devil in an extension of me.
Well.
Wow. That's right.
No, why did that play that? No, I don't think you're the devil.
That's pretty heavy.
I think you're the devil in disguise, as I was saying. No, listen, here's the deal, honey. And I told her, I went back and looked at it the next day in the light.
Was she wearing a blue dress?
Devil with a blue dress on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's just a devil woman. And now she is with evil on her mind. So I went back the next day and looked at it in the light of day and called Frida and said, quite honestly, you know what? It may have been an overreaction. I don't really think it's demonic. And that's
how unusual that you might overreact.
Okay. See? Discipline. Right here.
Good job.
Right here. You're right. I overreacted. So I called her and I said, I don't think I hate it as much as I maybe said that I,
right.
that
well,
I hate it.
There you go.
And anyway, it's coming very soon.
And where are you going to put it up?
In the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody can see it.
This is the house down there or the house up here?
No.
The house up here. Yeah. I mean,
the house that we live in every day.
I love it. I mean, I love the painting. Obviously, I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't have to. And if I could twist your arm to go shopping for art with me, we could have... Paintings that we agree on.
Ah, there's the rubber. Now I'm going to have to actually get involved and go to these things.
In the process.
So that she doesn't buy the demonic stuff. And also, so anyway, we're cool on that. It's just, it was very awkward on Friday night and my wife's feelings were hurt and we're coming off the Thanksgiving thing and we're walking around and she was really bummed out that I didn't like this thing and I'm sorry.
To be honest, I knew it wouldn't be your cup of tea, but the last thing that you helped me pick out, that you chose art, that you chose solely on your own, was a picture of people eating on the boardwalk and walking down the boardwalk. So we just think a little bit differently when it comes to art.
Yeah, my picture was a painting of people enjoying a summer night in Ocean City, Maryland on the boardwalk. A nice happy
boardwalk.
Picture. There's no one that's got like eight arms coming out of them or the lotus position.
What if the people on the boardwalk were eating the undead?
That have been a better painting?
There's a painting.
It's not evil, though. It's not any
bad
thing. It's just scary, too, because it's not people eating Thrasher's French fries.
Let me just say this.
Well, isn't art supposed to be whatever you like?
Yeah, and Frida said to me that it's good that I hate it, because at least I have an opinion about it.
And right.
That's
it.
It's supposed to evoke, art is supposed to evoke strong emotions.
Okay, and two more things very quickly. My wife also was great because she caved, and we went to see The Incredibles this weekend.
Hey, so
and boy, did I love it. I mean, I loved it. I loved it like a little kid loves a movie.
The first part of that movie is absolutely the funniest animated movie I've seen in a long time. When he's, you know, when he's a JoJo, when he's got a JoJo, it's just hysterical.
Yeah, and I said to Frida, I leaned over at one point, and I said, isn't it amazing what they do that none of this is real?
Yeah.
I loved The Incredibles, and I thank you for going to that with me.
I enjoyed it. I didn't mind that at all, Sugar Bear.
And it was us with my son and his girlfriend, so we had the nice thing happen.
Good movie.
Oh, and last thing from the weekend, remember those doggles that we did that bit on the show about? Doggles.
Yeah, right.
The
right.
Sunglasses for dogs.
Right.
Well, Bart attempted to strap a pair of them onto our German Shepherd, and he didn't really like wearing them, did he, baby?
No, I mean, he's a sweet boy, so he stood there, but no.
Sweet boy, you mean the dog, not our boy, not our son.
Not our boy, the dog is a sweet boy.
Hold on, how about our son? And everybody in here kept the secret in the studio on Wednesday, but Bart's surprise for Frida was...
Oh, yeah, with the new look.
His hair that had been down to his shoulders and the color purple, like the Oprah movie, it has now been totally redone. He's got, like, the Matt Damon haircut now.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to say something so that all parents of teenagers, I know they know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but actually our boy... was, and this is remarkable because it hasn't happened in about 5 years, he was pleasant all 4 days of the weekend.
Wow.
He was. And.
That is encouraging.
Listen, I'm going to sound like a retard for bragging about this, but he called last night. He got back to college, and he called up, and he said, I have an emergency purchase that I need to make. And I said, well, you know the deal. It's got to be a real emergency, or, you know, you can't use a credit card. You got to have your money. You know what he wanted to buy?
What?
An iron.
Oh, my God.
I said to Frida.
That's huge.
I don't know how far we've come with this kid, but he finally wants to iron his shirt.
That's a major development right there. That normally happens second semester, junior year.
He's ahead of the curve.
Are you sure he wasn't using it to warm up food?
Make it a great sandwich. Rob used to toast sandwiches.
I have
toasted sandwiches with an iron.
It will leave your Oxford cloth greasy.
Yes, it will.
And I would never say this to Bart, but the first thought that goes through my mind is, yeah, I wonder if that's what he's really buying at the store. I mean, because that's the automatic, like, credit approval. He has to get charge authorization.
Right.
And that's iron's about the price of a video game, I would guess.
I don't think he's
not that devious. If it were you, it'd be different, but he's not that devious.
Well, thank you for that, darling.
You're welcome.
All right. Overall, I would have to rate the entire Thanksgiving weekend, even though I said everybody hates it, and most people do, and I do, but I love it, and I hate it. I would still rate it a solid 7.
Hey, that's good. Very fair. Anytime you're over 5, you're fine.
Well, that's good. That's a rolling average, because we had moments of 2, and we had moments of 9.
Every house does.
We did. All right, baby. Love you.
All right, my darling.
Oh, and hey, don't forget, I told you, you did a great job cooking. I mean, you're normally an awful cook. You were...
I had Grandma as my coach, and we really put on a great feast. I was very impressed with our work.
Cool. Grandma, who will be moving in before you know it.
There you go.
Yeah, then you'll get good meals all the time, darling, maybe.
Before you know it. All right. Anyway, thanks, honey. Love you.
All right. I love you.
All right,
I'll conjure you up some really good meals.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Like magic.
I mean, I am not overdoing it on this painting. This is like, it's like a thing that's got 8 arms coming out of it, and
it's
and the colors in this thing are dark, and
take a little digital photo of it and show the...
I would be more than glad
to. Good idea.
So what have we learned? You sell your soul, you become emerald.
The cooking ability comes to me.
Anyway, that's that. Gotta break. Mike, I know you have Thanksgiving stuff.
Don, I don't have Thanksgiving stuff. I have a formula for a holiday success.
Wow.
Okay. An entertainment formula for a winning party, holiday or otherwise.
Okay, we'll have that next. And then J-Dubs.
Yes.
Getting his tattoo.
All the tattoo stuff is set up here. I mean, this is a sterile environment.
Uh-huh. He, J-Dubs, world's biggest idiot, is getting tattooed on his back today, where the NFL players have their names
right
on your shoulder blade. He's getting the word Indianapolis tattooed because his bet, his idea, that the Lions would beat the Colts on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's a razor here. There's all sorts of crap here.
Good.
It looks like a torture chamber.
Yeah. And he's walking around. You would think he'd be walking around, J-Dubs.
Now, he's like, kind of numb.
Like a condemned man.
Yeah. Right.
He's cool with it. Here he is. Hey, J-Dubs.
Hey.
How's it going?
You ready for your tat?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely ready and raring. I love the city of Indianapolis. I'm lucky to have them tattooed on me.
Yes, you are.
That's
what it is. It might be that, you know, what everybody knows. It's that he's dumb as a box of saltines.
Bart told me that he heard you on your show with Hefe on Friday night very late.
Yes.
And that Hefe was saying to you, you know, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why? And that's what we'd like to know, too, before we get you tattooed here in a couple of minutes. Oh, and we'll have the pictures of Dub's tattoo on DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
If you go to today's show recap, that will be where the pictures are. What's your problem? Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm doing this because I made a bet. But, you know, I made the bet because I honestly believed that the Lions could pull it out.
Huh.
Well, on your behalf today, we've gone through the archives. And, of course, we've got Indiana Wants Me.
Oh, sure.
And this would be the only other song that I could find that has Indianapolis in it.
And she says,
do you have any idea who this is, J-Dubs?
No idea.
Man named O.C. Smith.
Breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. You had to dig deep for this one.
And she reaches out and takes. It's a good message for you in this song.
Squeeze.
Young man.
Rhyme is a fruit.
And you should know that his back is so small that the letters really can't be as big as they are on the NFL jerseys. We had to make the font a little bit smaller, but he'll still have those 12 letters.
It'll still go shoulder to shoulder.
It will.
But warm.
How tall will the letters be, Dubs?
I have the printout real quick. Let me grab them.
Oh, hold on. The most important part of this song's coming up. Dubs?
And if that's not loving me,
then Dub's all I've got to say.
And all I've got to say.
One more verse. Right.
Here we go, Dubs. God didn't make what?
God didn't make this.
Where doesn't it rain?
It don't rain. Indianapolis in the sun.
There it is.
Long way to go for that. That's the long version.
Worth the trip, though.
Wow.
Well, that was just a battle with Rob and I. I got mad today that Rob said, hey, we could play Indiana Wants Me.
Yeah.
And I said, no.
I like that. That's a little better. And it's got that tender opening, you know, when we talk about the mind of J-Dubs.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get you in there next break. Get it started. The tat guy is here?
Yes, he is.
All right. That's excellent. J-Dubs. That's the bet. Mike's Thanksgiving and a whole lot more coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it does. Everybody take down your Halloween decorations. It's officially time to get into the spirit of the holiday season.
So buy some bright flashing lights to decorate your home. Spray some fake snow on your windows and get some OnStar personal calling minutes so you can wish your family a happy holiday no matter where you're headed.
Mike.
Yeah, Don.
I can hear the food in your mouth.
You think?
OnStar personal calling. And I can see it between your teeth.
Thank you.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
Use OnStar today to order a sandwich.
OnStar now gives you two ways to pay for your service. You know about OnStar. You push the blue button. You talk like it's a cell phone. It's hands-free.
Gives you time to eat.
Now you can buy prepaid minutes, and they offer the new America's Choice plan with OnStar. You can add your built-in OnStar hands-free phone to your existing Verizon service package. That way, use your handheld phone when you're outside the car and OnStar when you're inside.
I love OnStar, but I have to tell you something. It makes me very hungry.
OnStar.
Sorry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills,
yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just ahead of J-Dubs getting his Indianapolis tattoo. Mike?
Yes, Don?
You also had Thanksgiving memories?
I did.
Was it a good Thanksgiving or a bad Thanksgiving?
Well, let me just say, and I am not in any way trying to elicit sympathy from anybody that I know, but I will tell you that I'm still in that period of time in my life where holidays officially suck.
Yeah.
All of them suck. I'm not over that yet. My situation, you know, being a part-time dad, where my ex-wife has the kids part of the time, I have the kids part of the time, we had to make that decision. Do I want the kids on Thanksgiving Day, or do I want them for the rest of the weekend? So I wanted them for the rest of the weekend. I wanted the 3 days of having them and running around with them, and it kind of maintains the regular schedule that we're on. So when I mentioned, everybody has their moment, my moment was early on Thanksgiving, where I woke up in kind of a blue funk, and I'm watching the parade, put me more in a blue funk, you know, with memories of them and stuff. And I'm,
right.
Even though I'm seeing them literally in less than 24 hours, I still, you know, have that situation. So, you know, that made the rest of the day all the more interesting. What I was doing was, and I'm still eating my sandwich, I was entertaining my girlfriend's family, and then we both had a bunch of friends over. And the thing about bringing friends over, having more friends than family, is it requires everybody to be on their best behavior to a certain extent. Everybody kind of chills out.
Agreed.
And I will tell you that, this is no comment on my family, my ex-wife's family, anybody. But I will tell you that I do believe, as far as the day itself, as far as Thanksgiving was concerned, there were no incidents. There were no moments. There was no tension. There was no, oh, we've got to serve at this particular. Everybody kind of rolled in and had it. We had a great dinner, and everybody pitched in. It was like a potluck kind of deal where everybody brought stuff, and it was very,
well, you
very
know why?
Cool. Why is that?
Because there were no family people there.
Well, there were. Right. There, my girlfriend's family
yeah, yeah.
was there. But it was not.
But understand.
But there's still, yes.
You're not the son-in-law.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You are.
You're right.
You're the boyfriend.
And it was cool. It was,
so, of course.
Less pressure.
Yeah,
but I forgot. I mean, I've been doing that for so, and even when I, you know, would be between marriages, Don, I'd still end up moseying back to my family's house, and it would be the same deal. And it doesn't matter whether you're a son-in-law, if you're a son or if you're there. I didn't have that pressure. And that pressure, being relieved of that pressure, was absolutely outstanding.
And also another rite of Thanksgiving, and I wish we could just do away with it. At some point, somebody brings up something that
yeah.
they were mad about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, no. I have one moment of tension where Carla's grandmother mentioned something about the biscuits being homemade or something. You better eat one of those. And I kind of got nervous, and I did knock over a glass of red wine. But outside of that, and it did go into the stuffing, but outside of that, it was fine, and it was my screw-up.
Can I play a game?
What's that? Yes.
Fast?
Yes, yes.
Guess Carla's grandma's age? Can I play?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say 36. That can't be right. I kid you because I love you.
That's funny.
I kid because I love
you. Gotta laugh when it's funny. So what I told you was we all had our little bottles of the Green Fairy.
But,
and incidentally, if you're going to call it that and you're inviting people to come over, make sure that the person you're speaking to has some knowledge of absinthe. Because if you say that, they kind of, you know, think you're going to get the, that Star Trek woman coming over or something like that. It doesn't make a lot of sense when you say the Green Fairy, and it sounds a little kinky. And
you just gotta say absinthe.
Hey, are you familiar with the Green Fairy? And they give you a dirty look.
Yeah.
The Green Fairy's coming over.
I'm the Green Fairy.
Not a good opener. The guy that this centered around was my girlfriend's mom's boyfriend, who was coming over, and it was someone that basically has traveled around Southeast Asia and around the world, and he kind of knows stuff like this. And so I was able to, you know, he immediately tracked with absinthe, and I kind of focused it. Absinthe is not something you want to pop out of the liquor cabinet and sit down by yourself. I think really,
right.
You know, when they talk about alcoholics drink alone, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. You know what I mean? I believe it is a beverage that is meant to share.
Yeah. And well, I've only had it in the company of others, but I'll tell
you
that...
I really think more than anything else, you have to have it in the company
very
of others.
Social, yeah.
Otherwise, you'll just sit there and stare at the wall, which not always a bad thing.
Paint, cut off your ear.
Yeah.
Have you stared at the wall after accident?
Yes.
Well, you end up doing that anyway.
Yeah.
You can have 50 people in the room, you're going to stare at the wall at the end of the evening anyway. So... I sit down and I start watching the game. This is prior to about an hour prior to getting into the absinthe. The 1 o'clock game comes on, and I'm laughing already because I'm in a kind of a good mood because I realize we're going to have Jay Dubs getting tattooed because I believe in the first quarter it was like 28.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't that great? My kid kept saying
28-1. I'm still under the influence of absinthe.
My kid kept saying to me, like as Peyton Manning threw his fourth and fifth touchdown. Dad, call Jay Dubs. I said, I don't know what Jay Dubs' phone number is. I'm not going to call him.
This blowout was so fast. I mean, in the first quarter, bam, 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 that by the third quarter, it became apparent that...
They took Harrington.
And it was a terrible game. It was not an interesting game.
They took Harrington out in the third quarter?
So, at that point... I said, well, this is the time with Peter, this friend of mine here. I said, we're going to get the absinthe out. And now that I've moved into my own place, finally, I've got all my shelves with all my DVDs up there, that are ripe for the picking. You can just go right down the list, the things that, the media center is ready to go.
And if you want to know what Mike's place is like,
yeah.
Check out any Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, right. So I go through the show, and we had gotten into our first absinthe about maybe halfway through it, and there were... And I said, and then I see it. Then I see the movie that is just screaming at me to watch.
What?
Under the influence of this. And that movie is a movie that we all know and love, and that, of course, is Mommy Dearest. Because what movie to me says holiday fun, holiday get-togethers, than Mommy Dearest? And let me tell you something. We all laugh at Mommy Dearest, and as I told everyone that would come into the den and would make their way through, some of them lingering, some of them staying very briefly, looking at us like we're kind of sick.
Yeah.
I said, really, this movie is, in my opinion, probably one of the top five comedies ever made.
And
the thing that's great about it, and I became more analytical of this movie as time went on, when I was saying,
at the absinthe talking,
this movie is the greatest comedy, never with the intention of being a comedy. And I realized, in the movie Mommy Dearest, like great comedies, what are great comedies but a series of gags, one right after the other? Well, you might not call them gags when you saw it the first time.
They make you laugh.
But to me, they make me show my teeth, laugh, fall off the couch. And the nice thing was, Peter was sitting next to me, and he was getting into it as well. And we are showing our teeth laughing up until the point where we stay with the whole movie, because the movie doesn't lag. There's not
correct.
A lagging moment. I mean, even the little things, like when she's got her fan club out there signing her her pictures, and there's, yes, Miss Crawford, and they look at her like she's some sort of an angel. The Christina birthday party where they're wearing the exact same matching outfits, and just how twisted this movie is.
Yeah.
And, it's a great day at home with a star. It's Steve Forrest.
All the subtleties.
The subtle moments that just came jumping out of the screen.
Uh-huh.
And, by and large, it ended up being, and I don't know what this statement is, but it became all guys. Much like you would see a bunch of guys going into the den watching the football game, but it was not football, it was Mommy Dearest. And I think we turned it off.
I think you know why that is.
Yeah, it's kind of
it's a way that guys think.
Yeah, about women in general.
I didn't say that, Mike.
Well, yes,
perhaps I said too much.
Maybe I did, Buzz. But the fact is, we turned it off, and I give $1 million. I probably don't have time. But we turned it off right after that great piece of tape that we play all the time when Christina had gotten older. And two of the guys
I'm not one of your fans?
Two of the guys that I was watching it with had seen it to that point, and two had not. And that at this point, they are fully under the influence of absinthe. And I said, here's a touching, tender scene. That's how I set it up. And of course, the guy that had seen it, he starts laughing at this. This is a tender, touching scene coming up. And it's, you know, when she tackles her after that. See, that movie's great when we play the tape because I'm not one of your fans. But what happens after that is even better because they really go into professional wrestling.
They, like, fight each other.
Where she dives on her daughter, knocking over the glass coffee table. And and what was amazing, just as that moment, right at that moment, where Joan Crawford, alias Faye Dunaway, is taking Christina's head and pounding it into the carpet, and they're going, no, they both stand up and they're going, please, like that. And that moment, it's like, boys, dinner served.
Oh, perfect.
And I would recommend, really, the next time you get together with family, pop that movie on. It's just a masterpiece. Yeah. It really is.
What's great is now you can save for Christmas when Joan Crawford goes on the soap opera.
Yeah, we didn't get that far. I said that was coming up, though.
Yeah, that's
when
a good
she
part.
Takes at like 60 years old when yes. she takes her 23-year-old daughter's role in the movie. It was pretty special.
Hey, but you know what about that Green Fairy you mentioned that you noticed all the stuff in the movie that jumped out at you?
Green Fairy.
It is the magical Green Fairy.
Absolutely. I got up on my soapbox during the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And was preaching to anyone that would listen.
Mm-hmm.
I was so upset. I was talking. Now, we had family, and we had like maybe 8 or 9 people.
Right.
I take it back. 4 or 5 who I didn't know.
Right.
But we had everybody else was family. I'm the only one watching the game, that Dallas-Chicago game. Piece of crap.
Horrible game.
Sitting there with my glass while everything else is happening behind me. They're all sitting around the table.
Right.
And I got up and I said, doesn't anybody else see what's going on? And everybody looked at me and said, what? And I said, they never wore orange jerseys. You know what this is? This is a marketing ploy. They never wore orange jerseys.
Right,
and
right.
I went to people individually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lady there. I think her name is Missy. I'm not really sure. She's a friend.
Missy.
She's a friend of my brother-in-law's. A friend of my brother-in-law Doug's, and I've met her before.
I think Joan Crawford calls Christina Missy at some point.
Well,
it may be in that scene.
I was sitting at the edge of the table by this lady who had been there for coffee and for dessert, and she had nothing to drink.
No absinthe.
And I was sitting there next to her, and we're making small talk about something. She's like, "Oh yes, and isn't it beautiful the way the lights go up?" And I said, I can't use the language. I said, you believe those effing jerseys? And she looked at me. Now, she knew that I was having a good time. And she said, she's funny. Yeah, I give her some credit. She says, what effing jerseys? I said, those. Chicago Bears never wear orange jerseys. And I know it wasn't me talking.
Right.
It's like you with that movie with the details. This was a detail that just drove me nuts.
I'm not sure that if I was sitting there with like a can of beer and I put that movie on a holiday that it would be the same. It might be, though.
I don't know.
Hold out the chance that it might.
Hello there. Oh, hold on. Here's Jed. Don and Mike show. Jed.
Hey, guys. Wondered if you saw the Seinfeld series special there on Thanksgiving night.
I did, and I was still drunk enough to get very mad at Jerry Seinfeld.
Sanctimonious Jerry.
And make Frieda turn it off.
Oh, no. It was hilarious. They showed clips behind the scenes of some episodes. Absolutely hilarious.
I love the DVD.
That's the thing that got me. We're laying in bed watching this thing, and I said, oh, God. You know, and I had come down from being drunk. And
what time were you in bed?
Oh, 9:30.
Yeah. Not me.
What time for you, Mary and Barry?
Well, right about the time it actually wound up, we went to a great bar.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look around cafe.
Along with a million other people. It was great. Everybody's blown off steam after the family. Everybody wants to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sustaining, and you know, all I was telling people all night, you got to get that mommy dearest.
So I'm tired, and we're laying in bed, and Frida's tired because she got up at 3 a.m. to start cooking. And I just said, you know, it's that kind of half boozy. I'm coming out of it, and I'm full with the tryptophan and everything. And I hate Jerry Seinfeld. And I don't really hate Jerry Seinfeld. Like,
no.
Look at that bastard. Like, he's not going to sell enough of this crap. And look at this.
The marketing.
So he's going to sit behind the scenes and tell us, oh, this is how yada, yada, yada picture, came out.
I picture you talking like that and just like all that venom. And then you just go.
Put your head on the pillow with a smile on your face and go to sleep. Visions of hatred dancing in your head.
Yeah.
What a bastard. Good night.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. Buzz, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did, except for this head wound. I don't know if you noticed it. I've actually got it sort of covered up, but I slammed it.
Another domestic.
Are you wearing makeup?
Yeah, I have to cover up the wound, yes, and the bump that I have there on my forehead.
Another domestic altercation.
Did Marcia get you?
We're saying it's a cabinet door that I hit my head with a cabinet door. That's the official story.
Pre or post Green Fairy?
Well, post. I was sober again by the time this happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Which made it hurt more.
Well. And happy birthday to your wife.
Right, thank you, yes.
Buzz had a great bookend weekend.
Yeah.
He had Thanksgiving started the weekend.
With that holiday.
And Marcia's birthday.
That holiday.
Ended the weekend.
Well, happy birthday to Marcia.
Well, thank you very much. I'll pass that along.
And like every birthday, Buzz gives her one shot, and she obviously took advantage of it.
Yeah.
Using a weapon this time, right above the left eye.
I said, what would you like? She said, I'd like to hit you. Go ahead.
You got it, honey. Standing by now for some real tattoo action.
Wow.
When we come back, we'll have Kenny Brown from Honky Tonk Tattoo in Fredericksburg, VA.
Oh, they're very good.
Thank you, Rob. Kenny has a full-page story in the December issue of the new National Geographic.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of naked chicks in that.
Kenny Brown.
And also, you can go online at honkytonktattoo.com. On Wednesday's show, last Wednesday's episode, the day before Thanksgiving, J-Dub said, you know, yeah, he thought that the Colts were going to lose to the Lions, and that if, in fact, the Colts beat the Lions, he would get Indianapolis tattooed on his back like a guy does with the name on the back of his jersey.
Right.
This is permanent. This is not fake. No, this is going to be forever.
He's dumb as slate. There's no doubt about it.
So we'll bring him in. We'll start the procedure, and you'll hear it all, and you'll see the pictures on our website later. The great tattooing of J-Dub.
Yeah. Can we play Mommy Dearest while he's getting tattooed? Oh,
whatever you like, Mike.
There we go.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger?
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Thank you.
Because I am not one of your fans!
The Don and Mike Show.
Dinner. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yes, we do.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Dean Taylor.
Yeah. On Rare Earth Records. It's like in your top five all time, right, Buzz?
I love, as an oldie, I love this song.
Well, let's bring in J-Dubs.
Let's do it.
Because he loves Indiana. More specifically, Opolis. He doesn't just love Indiana. He loves Indianapolis.
He likes the Colts.
And I love Peyton and his horse face. I love them all.
Ah, a little bitterness there showing through.
A little.
So J-Dubs is a very devoted Detroit Lions fan. Again, Wednesday before the show, he comes to me and says, what do you think about the game? I said, your guys don't have a chance.
Right.
He said, I'll do anything. Any bet, any wager, anything you want me to do.
He's not right.
See, do you feel on some level, Dubs, that the more you suffer for the Detroit Lions, the better their chances? That it's somehow that your personal suffering may, in fact, enhance their chances of winning a championship?
Well, I've made a lot of bets on them, and I haven't won yet on any of them.
Shocker.
So I was thinking, you know what? It's time for a win.
Yeah. Well, you know, I as somebody,
and no better time for a win than against Peyton Manning, because he's so scary bad.
Well, he had a lot of good weeks. I was bigger, and his arm was tired.
Yeah.
Oh, you seem like you're trying to do it all in one year, though. Are you trying to like bring them back from the abyss so that this is their year? I think they're out of it, aren't they?
not completely with the bad division we're in, right. But I mean, there's not many more bets I can do because I don't have a lot more space in my body. So
here we go. We've got the NFC North. Minnesota 7-4. Mm-hmm. My Packers 6-4. They'll win tonight. They'll beat St. Louis. Bears 4-7. Detroit 4-7. You know, mathematically, if they won their next five games, they'd be 9-7. They might make the playoffs. Do they play the Packers again this year?
Yes, they do, in Green Bay.
Well, then I might be up for another bet. That okay. might involve another tattoo. I might put my body on the line this time. I'd think about it. Now, I wouldn't get Detroit on my back, but I would think about it with you, Dubs, because God knows you're owed one here. Here we go. Kenny Brown from Honky Tonk Tattoo in Fredericksburg, VA, is here.
And I'll tell you, I was a brilliant sleuth in identifying Kenny as the... Yeah, right on that microphone. As identifying Kenny as the tattoo artist, as Kenny seems to be rather covered with some very interesting tattoos.
You got the scary arms. How many tats you got on your arms?
Subtracting now, going back to one. Once they start touching, you start losing...
Well, how many
Kenny, have you modified?
How many
some of these?
Different?
Like on your left arm, it looks like maybe you one faded out or something like that. Or
well,
what?
These were done. They're supposed to look kind of soft and
okay.
airbrushy.
Mm-hmm.
But he added little like Mankind's mask to one of them.
What's it say? What does it say on your fingers? I saw head
case.
Head case on his fingers.
The kind of guy that any parent wants to see walk through the door. Are you married, Kenny?
I have a fiance, a lovely fiance.
You do. And where is she tied up right now?
In the trunk, my car.
Okay, I kind of knew that. How long do you think it will take you to tattoo Indianapolis permanently on J-Dub's back?
Based on how well he performs, it should be pretty quick, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's get it started. Now, we understand that like he has on a Lions jersey today.
Donnie's going to have to take that off.
Of course. It says Harrington on the back. I've got on a Colts jersey. It says Falk on the back. Mm-hmm. But
he's already stenciled it. You can see the Indianapolis that's on there.
The letters that the players have on their jerseys are too big for J-Dub's back, right?
Indeed.
So how big is each letter? There are 12 letters in Indianapolis. How big is each letter?
Well, I'm a pretty bad estimator, but I guess probably about 2 inches.
Yeah, about 2 inches. A little under 2 inches.
2 inch square.
Inch and a half, 2 inches.
And Dubs, you know this is permanent, dude. I mean, like, this is on your back for the rest of your life.
I understand that, and I have a tattoo of the Redskins-Lions score, so I think I've lost all respect for my body.
Yeah. All right, so really, I think his body will be a bet palette for the rest of his life. And are you going to fill in those little stencils and make it a solid black letter across?
I'm just here to please.
Go for it as dark as possible. We want the solid black letters.
Okay, well, I might actually do a fade because it looks a little bit better.
All right, no problem at all.
Either way, it's permanent.
Yeah.
All right, Dubs.
Funny regardless.
Dubs, get in position. Now we're going to be using one of those football type commentator microphones. I know. Dubs has some hygiene issues. And he's sitting right now.
I got Dubs. I'm like sitting next to Dubs' crack.
He's giving us like the refrigerator repairman here.
God. That was the crack of Dubs.
Okay.
That was very disturbing.
Right, mic, you're on.
Thank you, Rob. God bless you. Rob's allowed me to pull back.
The other mic is the one that nearly took us off the air.
So mic 5?
Yes, so they're going to be on mics 2 and 3.
Now, Kenny has got his surgical gloves on. And I think we're going to the next...
Can we swing him this way so he's on mic and you can be on that mic?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
All right, very good.
Now, does Dubs really need that little microphone that attaches to the headphones?
It's not plugged in.
Okay.
If it increases the chance of electrocution.
I have some kittens that might need to nurse while you're having this.
Well, I got pie plates for him, so...
Dubs, may I ask you a question?
Oh, God, you're killing me, Dubs.
How long have you been working out?
My whole life.
You're welcome. I'm
a marathon runner, actually.
He's perfect for radio, that is for sure. Welcome to all of us.
You have a future in radio, and I want to say this as well. You have a bigger bust size than my wife.
Kenny, what is the process we're doing right now?
First, I got to outline it using a 7-needle liner.
All right.
Pretty sharp and painful part of the tattoo.
And this is probably the most painful part of the tattoo.
So look for facial expressions, that kind of thing.
Now, Rob,
pale, quick, like paling.
Kenny, does this make any noise? Yeah. Oh,
isn't that nice?
Let's get that mic.
Right here. I will have no trouble hearing this. Here we go. He's starting with the first letter.
I'm a sissy. When I got my tattoo, it hurt.
I found it to be uncomfortable, annoying.
Now, digging into the skin of J-Dubs, just starting on the letter I.
How'd that feel?
Yeah, it feels like a cat keeps on clawing. On my back.
Thirsty. Now, what did your friends say to you over the weekend, J-Dubs?
Actually, I turned my phone off all weekend because my phone blew up during the game. So,
now, did people think that either you were not going to go through with it or that you were going to come in and that we were going to say, listen, forget it? Or did everybody know that, you know, this is the real deal?
Everybody knew it was the real deal. Everybody was asking me to come in and bargain. But
I'm going to say something. I hate you by your mitts. I'm a fat guy with big mitts, too, but your mitts are cracking me up.
Oh, man boobs.
Yes.
And it's cold in here.
Yeah, it is.
I tell you that.
Oh, God.
It's real nip-tuck in here, isn't it?
Larry, what's the toughest thing about being a tattoo artist?
Kenny.
Larry, my dad's name.
Larry Brown, like the football player. Yeah. Kenny Brown, what is the toughest thing about doing Kenny tattoos? Brown.
Constantly, you know, trying to look nice for everybody.
Now, listen, we also want to make sure that we want to make sure that J Dubs doesn't get hepatitis or AIDS,
right,
or something like that. So, are you using
too late for that?
Sterile
relatively safe stuff.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right, let me. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to stand on top here.
I'm thinking very much like the original Batman movie with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
When he goes into the doctor to get his face, that's kind of like what's going on here. All right, Mike, what do you see now?
What it does, it looks like it's like a little saw that kind of cuts into the skin, and as it cuts into the skin, it injects the ink. Right.
Pretty close.
How old are you, Dubs?
24.
Now, you mentioned your dad's name. Not that it matters, you're 24, you're a man of the world, bon vivant, but do your parents know?
They don't know about this one yet, but they know about all the other ones.
Do they?
My dad was actually at the game.
So. Was he really?
Yeah.
Would you write down his phone number for me?
Mm-hmm. I don't have it on me. It's upstairs in the office, so, yeah.
He's a skilled dodger, isn't he? He's a skilled evader.
The artful dodger.
He was just thinking of the answer, and it kind of came out like this.
His mouth is just wide open as he's contemplating what his answer was. You know, the thing is, you son of a bitch, I applaud the fact that you're a loyal fan to a suck team.
Amen.
God knows, Mike went through it with the Red Sox.
Oh, absolutely. I can totally relate to that. I know what he's doing.
I went through it with the Packers my whole life.
He loves the Detroit Lions. He'll always love the Detroit. Correct me if I'm wrong. You'll always be with this team.
No matter what.
The day they win a Super Bowl, if it ever happens in your lifetime.
But why is it that this year was the year that you thought they're really going to come out of the gate and take it all?
Well, they look like they have a lot of young skill players. And on paper, it looked good.
Uh-huh. The problem with this tattoo, Dubs, is that people will look at you and go, hey, you must be a real big Colts fan. You ever go to the beach, people will see you from a distance, people that don't know you, and will say, look at that Colts fan down there.
Well, at least I'll be noticing something else in my body when I'm at the beach other than the front of it.
These are Kenny, I know that tattoos are permanent, and I know that it's hard to get a tattoo removed. This is probably an easy, obvious question, but I want to ask, if you were to get a bigger tattoo like this one, this Indianapolis one, which is going to be over a foot long,
right, exactly,
when we're done with it, that would be more painful to get removed than like that junkie's got on his shoulder, right?
Yeah, the more, you know, the bigger it is, definitely the more damage is going to be done to take it off.
And what is that on your shoulder, Dubs? What is that?
It's a clown shooting heroin.
That's lovely. Thank you. When did we decide to get that? Kenny, did you do that one for him?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Good man.
A clown shooting heroin.
Now, did you lose a bet to get the clown, or did you just choose that?
I just chose the clown.
Uh-huh.
Or I like to say the clown chose me. So.
I like to say that.
I find it demonic. Like to say it. He'd like to say that, but he's having trouble doing it.
I want to say that needle in my back.
That the thing he's got on his shoulder, that crazy tattoo, that makes the painting my wife bought look like the one where the old man and woman are in front of the farmhouse.
American Gothic.
American Gothic. Right. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Still bleeding.
Oh, is he bleeding?
And Kenny's pretty quick. Kenny Brown.
So we have the I, the N, and the D. I-N-D-I-A-N-A-P-O-L-I-S.
It's going to be like a foot and a half wide, 18 inches wide at least.
Kenny, what is that goo? What is that goo that you're putting on the...
Vitamin A and D ointment.
Vitamin A and D ointment. Uh-huh.
Diaper rash ointment.
We're going right through the procedure of getting the tattoo.
Oh, I wake up in the morning. And he's going to have to take care of this for, what, 4 or 5 days? You're going to have to, like, have a bandage and apply the
cleans. No bandage. Just keep it moist.
Cocoa butter. Keep it moist, baby.
Let's let it all to fall out. Then you can keep picking at it.
Will it be painful for him to sleep?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. But not because of the tattoo.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
And how does she feel?
She thinks I'm a retard.
I should point out that Kenny Brown is in National Geographic magazine, which is pretty cool.
I think I did that plug, right? Yeah, the December issue of National Geographic.
The reason I mentioned it before, Beth Ann just threw it in my face here, and there it is. See?
Oh, look at that. There he is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Finally.
How'd you get picked for that one, Kenny?
I was very nice to an intern they had there a long time ago.
Good man.
You're listening to J-Dubs get Indianapolis tattooed onto his back because he's a retard. And he thought that the Colts would lose to the Lions. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Right here.
It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
There it is.
The only song we find with Indianapolis in it. Yeah.
There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss. Nursery rhymes. Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme.
Yeah, something like that. What are you doing?
Rob is pointing at the pictures of National Geographic.
But let me see.
Behave yourself.
Which one?
What?
Lots of mess. They have nothing to do with anything.
Where are the naked girls?
I'm looking.
Don't they have naked girls in
not as many as they used to
anymore? Oh, come on.
Once a year.
That's why I don't take it anymore.
How's a young boy supposed to become a man without National Geographic nudes?
Rob doesn't take National Geographic anymore.
No longer a member of the society.
He doesn't take it
anymore.
So you're going to have difficulty sleeping, isn't there? And Kenny Brown?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When you go to your other job, do you have to put on the long sleeve shirt before you go to the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market? I'm just curious about that. Yes, that is. He's got the
electricity here. Keep it on the DL.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. How you feeling, Dubs?
Great.
Does that hurt at all?
Oh, it kills.
It kills?
Yeah.
You seem to be handling the pain very well.
Well, look how tight he's holding onto the chair.
Yeah, well, look at how his pectoral muscles have flexed.
Look at his breast.
Oh, God.
Who can stop looking at his breast?
with the vibration, they're jiggling.
We need a webcam.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Incidentally, Peyton Manning threw 6 freaking touchdown passes in that game against Detroit.
Amazing.
Not loving. 3 went to my man Marvin Harrison. 3 went to your guy, Buzz, Brendan Stokely, right?
How about that?
Yeah.
He did all right.
Hey, Dubs?
Yeah.
This is for you, O.C. Smith.
God didn't make little green eggs. It don't snow in Minneapolis.
It don't snow in Indianapolis in the wintertime. It don't rain there in the summertime.
It was actually Minneapolis. Did he find something?
This is too funny for radio. Rob would have got some hardcore.
Buzz,
porn.
Did you see the picture?
No, I haven't seen it. No, it was in there. Now I'm surprised. They've progressed.
I thought most of the women in National Geographic were black.
That's amazing. Well, she appears to perhaps be Asian, but
performing some kind of ritual.
That's interesting.
Okay, we got to...
interesting picture.
We got a break as this continues. The tattooing of J-Dubs. And I should mention, J-Dubs will be appearing tonight on his show, The Hideout, with Alex Jimenez.
In a great deal of pain.
Wake up in the morning.
Now, did Hefe try to talk you out of this on your show Friday night?
Well, I mean, he was the one trying to get me to do the bargaining the most. And I just said there's no bargaining out of it. I made a bet.
He's a stand-up guy. You bargained and, you made the bargain before the bet was made. And then once the bet's made, that's it. And you love your team and this is your sacrifice for your team.
Yeah.
Right.
I can totally relate to this, based on the years of bets that you defeated. But I never had anything carved into my body.
No.
We came close one year.
And as I'm looking at Dubs right now, Can I say something else?
And I look across.
Man, am I envious of those 24-pack abs.
Oh, my heart. See my heart.
You know, see, we're fat guys busted on you. Isn't that great, Doug? Isn't that cool?
Well, he has the potential to be fat faster than you and I did.
Well, he might look better if he gained a few more pounds. Just to even it out a little bit.
How could that be?
Just distribute it. He's one of those skinny guys, you know, that's got the belly. That's what he's got there.
And oh, Dubs?
Oh, God didn't make this
Dubs, are you digging this whole experience?
It's great.
We agree. It's great. How's Kenny? The blood? Is he a bleeder, Kenny?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a bleeder.
Oh, we got a bleeder.
Didn't we know that? We got a bleeder.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to break now. This is going to continue.
Experience?
It's great.
We agree. It's great. How's Kenny? The blood? Is he a bleeder, Kenny?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a bleeder.
Oh, we got a bleeder.
Didn't we know that? We got a bleeder.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to break now. This is going to continue during our commercial set.
It'll continue until it's done.
And Kenny thinks about 25 minutes from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll get the picture up. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Wait till after the show today because
right.
It will be up in the daily
recap
log.
Now.
Yeah, the recap of the show.
Dubs looks like he's maybe going to cry right now. Are you in a lot of pain right now?
Physical and mental. Yeah.
Physical and mental.
You know, I will make it up to you. With a stupid bet when the Packers play the Lions. We can bet a tattoo.
And I will give you a Christmas present. I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret.
Get you the Lacy.
Get you the Wonder Bra.
Get Lacy.
I'm kidding. Oh, it's terrible. But it's fun.
Can I ask you another personal question?
Sure.
Did you wash your hair today?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need a better shampoo.
It looks like maybe you got the greasy set.
Well, what I did, I took a shower and I threw the hat right on.
Oh, okay.
Everything's just
okay.
Stuck down.
All right.
That'll do it.
Oh, it's clean. It's clean, it's decent. Amongst all gays,
do it.
It's J-Dubs getting Indianapolis tattooed into his back.
Wow. Yes, sirree.
Live on the radio. Kenny, how many letters are done right now? Then we got to take a break.
N, D, and Polis.
Outstanding. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of biggins. Don and Mike.
Now, you want to see this picture today of J-Dubs before and after with his back.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of biggins. Don and Mike.
Now, you want to see this picture today of J-Dubs before and after with his back. It's our official website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got to wait till after the show is over, 7 o'clock East Coast time and 4 o'clock on the West. We're pretty fast with getting the daily recaps up, and we'll have the pictures up as well inside the daily recap.
Cool. And he's cruising along right now. Took a bit of a smoke break, but now they're back on it.
Kenny,
are we filling in the letters yet, Kenny?
No, hold on. Let me turn everything on. Hold on. What, Kenny?
You're starting to do the fades now in the letters.
Ah, the fades.
The fades.
Oh, you know the old fades.
Here's a fan call by Demetrius for Kenny, the guy who's giving the tat. Oh, and Kenny's site is honkytonktattoo.com.
Very good.
.com. I want to thank Kenny for coming down and tattooing the word Indianapolis on J-Dub's back today.
Amen.
Hello, Demetrius.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, dude, what's happening?
Hey, man, you guys are hooked up with the right guy. Kenny, I've got two tattoos by him.
Mm-hmm.
I get nothing but compliments on him. He does the best work around.
Well, he seems to be doing a fine job on Dubs' back, but it's a Kenny, this would be a pretty straightforward job. Nothing real elaborate about this. You're just doing some letters and filling them in, right?
Yeah, a monkey could do this job.
A monkey could do this job. All right, no problem. Demetrius, what kind of tattoos did you get from Kenny?
He gave me a Jesus fish on one forearm, and I've got a Sacred Heart on the other one.
Ah, very religious man. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Go with God. Amen, brother.
I like Dubs as a drunk clown.
Yeah.
The heroin shooting
clown. Yeah. Thank you, Demetrius.
Get these guys.
Now, Dubs, you got your Detroit Lions Super Bowl champs 2005. Uh-huh. Did you get that done at another tattoo parlor?
No, actually, Kenny did this one during our show at night.
Okay, so is Kenny gonna be your regular guy from this point forward?
Yes, Kenny's my guy.
Are you gonna be going for sleeves eventually, Dubs?
Yeah, I'll probably have all 32 teams on me by some point.
Of course, Indianapolis is an NFL team,
right?
And Rich Eisen works for the NFL Network.
Sure, yes, he does.
I'm a whore. I'm just supposed to say that Rich will be with us on Friday. Rich Eisen is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. Dubs, you have a resigned look on your face.
I'm just trying to calm myself because it's starting to hurt pretty bad now.
Yeah. But you can let go with some of that.
What would the pain be equal to? You mentioned cat scratches. What is it like now?
It's just something just like poking at my spine over and over and over again. It's an annoying pain.
You don't seem to be in a great amount of pain.
I'm emotionless. So.
Hey, Kenny, and this is no offense is intended by this. Is this a good job for a sadist?
Yeah, I'm afraid getting into it because I had issues hurting people, but
yeah,
11 years later, it's quite therapeutic.
Oh, very good.
O.C. Smith.
Oh, God didn't mean it don't rain.
A great amount of pain.
I'm emotionless. So.
Hey, Kenny, and this is no offense is intended by this. Is this a good job for a sadist?
I'm afraid getting into it because I had issues hurting people, but 11 years later, it's quite therapeutic.
Oh, very good.
O.C. Smith.
Oh, God didn't mean it. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summer.
For the rest of your life, Dubs, you will have Indianapolis tattooed on your entire back.
On your back.
I plan on running for mayor sometime.
Now, is there a phone number that you could give us of anybody you'd feel comfortable with in your personal life talking about this? Your girlfriend, your parents?
Jefe.
Well, we can give my mom a call.
Ah, your That's mom.
Oh, Robbie, nice. Would you give the number, please? What's your mom's name?
Karen.
Lucky.
Karen. Hey, Rob, we'll have to get the theme song.
That's right.
She's almost, I think she's done with her job. She's our middle school a janitor over at the middle school I went to, so.
Really?
What school you went to?
High class family.
You can't write it.
When you hear Don and I both silent, that is because we're laughing because you just can't make it
this
up.
This guy just cracked us up.
Your mom is a middle school janitor?
Yeah.
Okay, she's
Dubs is left-handed.
So she went the kind of the male route as opposed to being a lunch lady.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, she's the head janitor.
She's the head janitor?
Yeah,
hey, now.
Baby!
She's the president of the union. So.
She's the president of the union.
Well, there you go.
The janitorial union?
Pretty powerful.
Well, when the Dubs family chooses a direction in life, they want to go to the top.
They want to go. So she's the number one janitor.
Yeah.
Try to have a middle school without sawdust.
Rob's dialing up your mom right now. Meanwhile, here is
Buzz Burbank with the vomit. Right,
Corey on the Don and Mike show. Corey,
what's up, guys?
Hi, Corey.
Hey, I just want to ask J Dubs why he didn't use the pickle power.
J Dubs, why didn't you? Oh, yeah, I hate that commercial, that Visa commercial with that Browns fan waving his pickle, which to me looks rather phallic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you know, on game day, he really is waving something else.
Dubs, is there a team you care about as much as the Lions?
Not one.
Anybody that comes a close second?
No, not at all.
You like all Detroit teams?
No, I don't like.
You're not
Tigers.
A Tigers fan? You're not a Red Wings fan?
I'm all right with the Red Wings, but they're gone now. So.
What's the deal with the Tigers?
Hold on. Joining us now, live from the great state of Michigan.
Ah, wonderful.
Here is J Dubs' mom. Hey, Mom.
Karen.
Hey.
Karen. Hold on, let me play you in, ma'am.
She's a doll, she's a queen, she's a tantalizing teen. Kim Karen is her name, they call her Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Don, and this is my best buddy, Mike.
Hello, Karen. We're here with your son, J. Dubs, who's getting a tattoo right now.
No.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Now, ma'am, I got to tell you.
Getting a tattoo right now.
No.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Now, ma'am, I got to tell you that I'm fond of your son. I'm an old-time radio guy. I'm fond of... I'm,
Rob, not like that.
Well, yes, like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I'm fond of him. He and I share a love of football.
Right.
Even though I'm like 20 years older than he is, I'm a diehard Packers fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a diehard Lions fan. So we discuss every week how our teams do. Well, your son comes to me last Wednesday and says, what do you think about the Lions game this weekend? I said, they're going to get killed by the Colts. Your son says to me, I'll do anything on your show. I'll do anything. I'll make any wager. I'll make any bet. So I said, I'll put up cash because I don't have an emotional investment in the Indianapolis Colts
right.
or the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And if your son lost, if Detroit lost the game, he would get Indianapolis tattooed on his back like the players have their names on the back of their jersey.
And lo and behold, yeah, Karen. What's that, Karen?
I said, well, he doesn't
want to
do that.
Well, I guess he didn't get your permission on being allowed to do that because he's doing it right now.
He didn't get the permission when he was 15 or so and got one on his leg.
You got one on your leg too, Dubs?
Yeah.
What's the one on your leg say?
It doesn't say anything. It's more of a tribal.
Kenny, if you could tell, Kenny is the tattoo guy. Kenny, would you tell Karen how far along you are with the tattoo on her son's back?
About 83%, man.
83% done with Indianapolis tattooed forever on his back.
Oh, great.
How many letters right now? We have I-N-D-I-A-N-A.
Is done completely.
Indiana's... Oh,
can you get something short?
Let's see it. Turn around. Let's see it.
That looks... That looks pretty good.
Yeah, that looks a little painful.
You know what? That looks raw and angry, doesn't it, Mike?
It sure does. Looks like it's going to hurt bad.
Well, Karen, since your son, Jay Dubs, has moved to the Washington area, what's he told you about his job here at WJFK? Ma'am?
He told me. Yeah. I know.
Does he tell you anything? Do you still speak to your son?
Do I still speak to him? Yeah.
Yeah. Has he bragged to you about his newfound fame as a radio personality here in Washington D.C.?
Oh yeah.
What does he tell you?
Nothing specific.
All right. Well, let me ask you about your line of work, Karen. Who would be your most troublesome janitor?
Ma'am.
Just a first name.
R.C.
What makes R.C. such a bad seed?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Dubs, are you indicating... Are you indicating you want to hang up on your mother?
Please.
Well, hold on. Let me just give your mom a second to hear this. Karen, do you remember O.C. Smith, the singer?
Then all I got...
Song Little Green Apples.
Karen, listen right here. We're playing this song for your son today on the radio. O.C.?
Oh, God didn't make little green apples.
It's making it even better.
It don't rain Indianapolis in the summertime.
See, that's the only song I can think of that has Indianapolis in it. We're playing. Yeah, it's funny. We're playing that for your son.
How was today's song, Little Green Apple?
Karen, listen right here. We're playing this song for your son today on the radio. O.C.?
Oh, God didn't make little green apples.
It's making it even better.
It don't rain Indianapolis in the summertime.
See, that's the only song I can think of that has Indianapolis in it. We're playing. Yeah, it's funny. We're playing that for your son.
How was today at school?
All right.
What was on the lunch menu?
Everything in the freezer got wrecked. So
everything in the
they had to bring in pizza.
Really? Everything? Why did everything in the freezer get wrecked, Karen?
Long weekend. The freezer went out.
And Karen, I'm going to call you mom here because I'm going to ask you a mom question. Exactly when did you know that something was wrong with your son? At what age?
20 minutes
after he was born.
20 minutes? Now, did he do something? Did he bite you? Did he spit? Did he say something?
No.
It was just the look in his eyes?
I love Justin.
Oh, we love Justin Joe.
We didn't know his name was Justin.
Thanks, Mom.
He didn't know his birthday either, but...
All right. Justin's a good boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Okay, well, Justin, we'll give you a moment with your mom here.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the dime's on us. Go ahead.
Get ready for some real emotion, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, Justin.
Why, when people call you, you just laugh and not talk back? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You're on the radio.
I don't know.
Don't yell at your mom.
Stop it.
You dummy.
This is your mom. Say something nice.
Oh, thank you for bestowing me with your great personality.
Did you say wow. Did you call your mom on Thanksgiving?
She called me during the game. I don't talk to anybody during the game.
Oh, you don't talk during the game? Oh, everybody hold on a second. O.C. Smith.
That's not loving.
Now, Karen, you're going to notice this time, he's not going to sing It Doesn't Rain.
Whoa.
Now he's going to sing It Doesn't Snow in Indianapolis. Because that's what your son has on his back. O.C. Smith.
God didn't make little green eyes. It don't snow in Indianapolis when the
it don't snow. They all used to sing those days. It don't snow.
It don't snow in Indianapolis.
It
right?
don't snow in Indianapolis.
God didn't make a little green apple.
Oh, boy. Well, Justin's doing a very nice job today, Karen.
And Karen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
How wonderful.
I hope your Thanksgiving was wonderful, and I hope your other holidays are just as good.
Good.
Nice talking to you, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh?
Not at all.
Karen. And am I wrong if I ask this? Tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm out of bounds. Because, you know, my personal life is an open book. Where's Dad?
Dad lives about an hour away from her.
Oh, hour away? All right.
He's working right now. That's why we couldn't call him.
Is Dad...
Rob is applauding that.
Is Dad like Mom also a gifted monologist?
Actually, he's much more open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she works with kids all day.
I like you with the big, dense-end words. That's a good one, college boy.
From her.
Oh, hour away? All right.
He's working right now. That's why we couldn't call him.
Is Dad...
Rob is applauding that.
Is Dad like Mom also a gifted monologist?
Actually, he's... much more open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she works with kids all day.
I like you with the big, dense-end words. That's a good one, college boy.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I kind of know what it means, but I know it's funny.
Yes, Letterman Leno. Those would be monologists right there. There you go.
I would call them monologists.
Of course.
But I got what you were saying.
Thank you. I thought it was appropriate.
Here is Tim. Hello, Tim. Don and Mike show.
How are you, guys?
How are you, anyway?
Pretty good, thanks. Just wondering if there was any type of deal made that he can't go and alter the tattoo in any way, like add 500 to it.
You know, these are the guys.
Type of
these are the guys dude. That really. You want when you're in the mob, you want to keep kicking when the guy's down.
Yeah, listen,
you?
Dude. If Dubs wants to go and somehow turn the word Indianapolis like into a piece of art, let him do it.
He can do whatever he wants. He's sitting there getting the, you know, Kenny Brown is carving into his flesh as we speak.
But I think he's just dense enough to leave it.
He's paid off the bet, and as tender as his back must be, he deserves a pat on the back.
And Justin Johnson?
Yes.
I must ask you a question. And that's what everybody should start referring to him as. And that's his real name, Justin Johnson.
Can a Justin be Justy?
Yeah, of course.
Justy
course
Johnson.
Of course
wouldn't that be good? Hey, that'd Justy? Be like an old school Justy Johnson.
Hey, Justy, are there any siblings?
I have a sister, yeah.
It's the Hideout with El Jefe and Justy Johnson.
Justy.
I like Justy Johnson. Do you like, I mean, does that do anything for you?
I've had many nicknames in my life, but that one never came
up. What are some
of Rusty Justy Johnson. I'm Rusty Johnson. Get it? It's like a...
Rusty yeah, Justy like, Johnson.
Semi-dirty thing you can get away with this new FCC environment.
What are some of the bad nicknames you've had, or the good ones?
Jelly Roll Johnson was one of them.
I like that.
Jelly Roll Johnson.
When you're playing saxophone?
Jelly Roll.
I was...
Okay, give me another one. Go ahead.
Bucky O'Hara.
Oh, I like that.
Here is Margie on the Don and Mike show. Margie.
Hi.
Hi, Margie. You're on the air.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Margie.
I'm a huge fan of you guys. I don't even want to tell you for how long because I know that you don't want to hear it either.
No, we don't. Right. What can we do for you, honey?
Well, first of all, Don, I really, really have called and tried forever to play the name, the tune, or I forget what you call it, something else.
Stump the Stoop.
Stump the Stoop,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly. But just now when you made a thing about the It Don't Snow,
mm-hmm.
I really think he says It Don't Snow in Minneapolis, not just not the regular Indianapolis line.
Indianapolis.
And I have a kid who goes to school in Indiana.
Honey, he's singing that's about terrible. Indianapolis, not Minneapolis.
No, but about particular line. They change the line.
In that verse, they do
you
sing...
You said it doesn't
Wait, what is it, Buzz?
Yeah, they do sing Minneapolis in that verse, because they're talking
really?
About snow.
It's Minneapolis.
But Margie here said Minneapolis.
Well, yeah,
it's kind of a hybrid of the two.
I can't tell
Margie,
you how much that means to me coming from you.
Margie, yes. when you're attempting to correct.
I wasn't trying to correct. I was just really trying
to. No, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
She stumped
the stoop. She got me.
You were trying to correct, but you got it off just a little bit. But you're absolutely right. I guess it's Minneapolis.
Truly, I would never try to correct you.
All right, Margie.
And I wanted to tell you.
Margie, do you know that in all the years that I played that record on the radio, I never knew.
Oh,
Margie?
My God.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Margie, one last thing.
I tell you one more thing, too?
Yeah, tell us one more thing. When did you start?
Hold on a second.
Before you do that, we'll give you the last word, but when did you start to figure out this whole Minneapolis thing?
All right, thanks.
Hey, Margie, one last thing.
Can I tell you one more thing, too?
Yeah, tell us one more thing. When did you start? Hold on a second. Before you do that, we'll give you the last word. But when did you start to figure out this whole Minneapolis thing? How did that work?
Bye-bye. Well, Margie, if you call back, I'll give you a prize. Because she did stump. I feel like an idiot.
I know.
I should have known that. What is this, Rob?
This is the theme to My Little Margie.
Rob. My Little Margie.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
That's very unfortunate.
Hold on. Here's
Margie.
That's for you.
Shut up!
There you go. Hello, Richard. Don't run from your feelings. Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
Guy was getting tattooed.
You're talking to him right. J-Dubs is here.
Yeah. Is Donnie your daddy now?
These are the guys, this is like the last guy, it's just a different form of it, the guys that like to pile on a little
bit. Yeah, listen, you're piling on a guy when he's getting... Well, first off, you heard his mom.
Yeah, and he's a stand-up guy, you know, he's getting a tattoo.
You heard what the guy's gone through his life. I mean, he's lucky to be here on the other side. He's lucky to be involved in radio. He's lucky that he's not involved in some, like, sex trade, that he's on a boat going back and forth with foreign
countries.
He's
lucky to be alive, probably being raised on a diet of used sloppy joes.
That's probably what he enjoyed.
Actually, we had a freezer just full of stuff that they wouldn't sell to school anymore.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I mean, as I look at him now and I see him again with his shirt off and I see his incredible body, I'm amazed that some pimp didn't pull him off the street.
Sure.
Like, to be a male prostitute and perhaps even a bi prostitute.
How is your love life, Tubbs? What is the status of your love life?
It's fine. My girlfriend lives with me. So,
okay, so you have a girlfriend. Ah. And what does she think of all this?
She thinks I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Mike, Margie's back on the phone.
Okay.
Margie?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'm back. And truly, I did want to tell you one more thing.
Yes, Margie.
John, yes?
Yes.
We've been married the same number of years, happily married, and I have a kid the same age as yours, a son, who happens to go to school in Indiana.
Yes.
And mostly that was all. You just really, I get you more than you can imagine.
That was all?
Well,
Margie?
Margie? Yeah.
Hey, Margie?
Yeah. Oh, I have one more thing.
Margie?
Oh, she has one more thing.
Another thing, Don.
She has one more thing, Don.
I want desperately to give you a prize, Margie.
Oh, please, Don.
After she has one more thing.
Only if you don't have one more thing.
I don't. I swear to God, I'll shut up now.
Because she wants a prize.
Martin, now listen, hold on. She did get me. She did stump the stoop on the Indianapolis-Minneapolis thing.
Right. Yeah, well, you give her the prize?
I would love to play that game with you one day.
Oh, she talked again.
Well, don't look at me like that, Mike.
She talked again. She disqualified herself.
Enjoys the show.
She doesn't get a prize.
She's
though.
Really doing this. She's really doing
Hey, Margie.
Yes?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, my gosh.
Listening.
Right. Yeah, well, you give her the prize.
I would love to play that game with you one day.
She talked again.
Well, don't look at me like that, Mike.
She talked again. She disqualified herself.
Enjoys the show.
She doesn't get a prize.
She's really doing this. She's really doing
Hey, Margie.
Yes?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, my gosh. That's so difficult. I have no idea.
Why don't you try to guess, Margie? It's worth the prize, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's
Who's the wife of the guy on The Sopranos? The guy that went to Tony.
Jimmy Sack.
No, I am.
Is it Jimmy Sack?
That's just cruel.
That's just nakedly cruel.
Listen,
have you come up with a celebrity yet?
How about Ginny? I really don't know.
All right, Ginny, here's what you've won. You stump me, and I say more power to you. And please enjoy your Tower Records gift card. Oh. Tower Records and TowerRecords.com, essential to your collection. Go buy something you like, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Sure. Hold on a second.
I love all you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ginny.
All right.
They sell candy there, don't they?
Oh, they do. We have to. Oh, my goodness. Joining us now. How are we doing with the tat?
We're done.
Let me see.
We're done.
Hold on. Turn around. Let's take a look.
Oh, thank you. Hey,
bravo. That beautiful. Bravo. Is that beautiful? Now, Dubs, before you get your shirt back on, we'll need Beth Ann to come in here.
Wow.
And take some pictures for the World Wide Web.
Now, how did he hold up? Did he do okay, Kenny, with the red and the angry?
Yeah, he's a little shaky.
He's got a little baby soft skin, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Guys, we're running so late. We only have a couple of seconds to get to our next guest, a beautiful lady who's been waiting on the phone for a couple of minutes to get through to us. Here now is the beautiful Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis!
Hey. Hello there.
Hey!
How are you, Phyllis?
I'm all right.
Hey, thank you for waiting. Sorry we're late. We're having a boy on the show who's getting tattooed today.
Tattooed?
Yes, tattooed.
I love that.
Fun!
Phyllis, do you have any tattoos?
No, I'm against it.
Ah. You're against tattooing?
Yeah, I think it's a shame.
Well, why don't you tell him? He's right here. He's 24 years old. His name is J. Dubs, Phyllis.
I'm going to just throw out some names. You just tell me if you're ever romantically involved with any of these people. John Davidson? Merv Griffin?
You know that he went through college on a dimple scholarship.
How about Gene Rayburn of the Match Game?
I adored him. Wasn't he cute?
He was great.
What about Ed? Now, really, this is a serious one. You ever have anything going with Ed Sullivan?
Nobody did.
No.
What about Alan Thicke?
He never uncrossed his arms.
Hey, hold on. I got one for you. This is not about your sex life, but weren't you on that show Tattletales?
Yes.
With Bert Convy?
Yes.
Now, who was your husband when you went on that show? A Fang was made up. Was it your real...
I had my second husband, my real husband.
Ah. And how did he feel about the Fang stuff?
Well, he realized it was a joke.
Right.
They you know, but the first husband, the real first husband, he really wanted people to think he was fake.
And what do you think about stand-up nowadays?
Well, there's a new guy. Have you ever heard of Eddie Izzard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, the guy from Britain. Absolutely.
He's British.
Yeah.
He's fabulous. Have you heard of Christopher Titus?
Oh, yeah, we had him on our show, yes.
Well, these are the great ones.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure they appreciate your endorsement.
And let me see, who can I throw out? Who do I think is cutting edge?
Who?
Have you ever heard of Rob Schneider?
Oh, it's amazing. No, wait. Rich Schneider. Rich Schneider.
And also...
I'm in touch with him now. He's writing a book.
Uh-huh. Is he really?
He's wonderful.
He's wild. And you were great as the Queen in A Bug's Life.
Hey, thank you.
Let me see, who can I throw out? Who do I think is cutting edge?
Who?
Have you ever heard of Rob Schneider?
Oh, it's amazing. No, wait. Rich Schneider. Rich Schneider.
And also...
I'm in touch with him now. He's writing a book.
Uh-huh. Is he really?
He's wonderful.
He's wild. And you were great as the Queen in A Bug's Life.
Hey, thank you very much.
You know, she was. She was really good at that.
You were fantastic.
I understand bugs.
And the last thing here, Phyllis, there's a movie about you that they're going to be making?
Yes, and a beautiful actress is going to play me, Patricia Clark. What's her name?
Patricia Clarkson.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's going to play me, and they're going to make the movie, and what else? And there's a documentary out about me, which won first prize at the San Diego Film Festival.
Well, congratulations on that.
And last question for you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. Good.
Fine, that's wonderful.
Fine as wine?
Even better, try champagne.
Hey, can we get you to, you know, I don't do this anymore, but I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to ask you to say something for us, okay? This is what we get.
Say
somebody,
please, though, Mike.
And I'm going to say please if
please,
you don't
please.
Mind. Do you mind just saying, this is Phyllis Diller, and I never listen to Don and Mike? It's kind of our reverse psychology thing. Can you do that for us?
That's right, okay.
There we go. We're rolling.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller, and I never, ever listen to Don and Mike. I'll tell you why. They're a bunch of idiots.
Oh, that's perfect.
You're the greatest.
Do we love that? Do we
one
love that?
Take.
Oh,
right
thank
there.
You.
That's too great.
You rock, Phyllis.
Oh, and
okay.
Phyllis, one more thing.
What?
Would you say, this is Phyllis Diller, Rich Eisen is a horse's ass?
That's right.
That.
She can't. Oh, she can't do that.
Can you call him a jackass? He's a friend of ours. We have him on every week from the NFL Network.
And every celebrity that we have on.
Richard, what's his name?
Rich Eisen.
Can you call him an idiot?
Well, no, wait. What's his name?
Rich Eisen.
Eisen.
Eisen?
Yeah,
yes. Eisen. Rich Eisen.
This is Phyllis Diller, and Rich Eisen, you're a dope.
Whatever you want to say.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller, and I want to tell you about Rich Eisen. What a dope.
Perfect. Hey, thank you. He'll love that.
He'll love it. Thank you.
My Betty Davis impression.
Do you have a website?
Yes.
What's the address? Sorry to trouble you.
You ask these hard questions.
I bet it's PhyllisDiller.com.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
that's
probably it.
All right, darling. It was wonderful speaking to you.
You too. Let's do it again.
You were wonderful, Phyllis. We love you. Thanks for coming
I
on
love
the show.
You too.
Thanks. Bye, Phyllis.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
There she goes. Okay, let's do the math. How old is Phyllis Diller now?
1,000.
How what?
Born in 1917, so that makes her 87.
87
wow.
years old, okay.
That was a screwed up segment. Thanks for the tattoos, Ken.
Thanks. There's a picture of her right there.
She stopped it from that National Geographic. We had Dubs getting that tattoo, Dubs' mom, the screwed janitor on the phone, Karen, and Phyllis Diller.
Okay, here's a trivia question. Who is more with it, Phyllis Diller or Dub's mom?
Oh, Phyllis Diller. Our thanks to Justy Johnson for getting that tattoo. You'll be able to see the tattoo of Justy on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, later tonight. We had Dubs getting that tattoo, Dubs mom, the school janitor on the phone, Karen, and Phyllis Diller.
Okay, here's a trivia question. Who is more with it, Phyllis Diller or Dub's mom?
Oh, Phyllis Diller. Our thanks to Justy Johnson for getting that tattoo. You'll be able to see the tattoo of Justy on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, later tonight.
Buddy O'Hara.
And also thank you to Kenny Brown, Honky Tonk Tattoo, Fredericksburg, VA. He's online at HonkyTonkTattoo.com. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh.
Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa.
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They'll still be here after they've thinned the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Phyllis Diller thinks that Rich Eisen is a jerk. Rich works at the NFL Network, his show NFL Total Access, tonight and every night at 7. Actually, tonight, Rich is on before and after Monday Night Football, which will be on Friday. Rich's segment brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower.com. We want to see the pictures of Justy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And his back. I think probably by 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have it up at DonAndMikeWebsite.com. Simply click on the daily log, and the pictures will be there, and the text of all of the brilliant things we've said today.
And if you want to pick up a little something from under your tree at the same time, feel free.
Yeah, we've got a store there. We've got a store there.
Huh. I'm in the Christmas spirit after watching Elf with my kids last night, which makes me Father of the Year. watching the worst movie ever made in the history of man.
Disagree.
You cannot possibly like Elf.
I don't like it. I love it.
You love Elf?
I love Elf.
That's the best use of Will Ferrell, and you know I hate Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
Listen, do you hear that sound?
Do both of you hear that sound?
What is that?
The sound of my heart breaking.
Well, we'll get Karen to clean it up.
Oh, my God. Karen.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of my gut busting with laughter. Because, come on, listen.
James Caan, the only thing funny in that movie.
No, Will Ferrell, the only thing funny in that movie.
And it's heartwarming.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I suffered through
that. I know him.
You're a good dad for showing that movie to your kid.
Oh, my God.
That's a great movie.
And then the ending and stuff, Oh, God. All right. Well, all right.
About the movie.
I guess I'm outnumbered here.
I mentioned that my wife finally caved, and we went to see The Incredibles this weekend,
That's a great movie.
Which I freaking loved. Yeah. But one thing I have to mention, whoever it is, one day a random person on the show called in and said they had seen my picture on the website, and they thought I looked like Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
So, my kid will not let this go.
The Dustin Hoffman lookalike thing?
And the problem is, we're going to see The Incredibles, and of course, they got the big, gigantic stand-up from Meet the Fockers everywhere. And he actually lures me over by the sign. He says, "Hey, Dad, come here. There's a shorter concession line over here." So I go over to the other side of the theater, and he says, "Okay, I'm going to go get the popcorn. You wait right here." This was Saturday night, I swear to God. You wait right here. So I'm just standing there, and he comes back around with his girlfriend, and he goes, "Okay, now, look at my dad, and look at," because the Dustin Hoffman they have.
So he has you stand right next to the poster.
Yeah. It's a big stand-up thing behind me. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And I go, "Oh, would you stop this? Stop. I don't look like Dustin Hoffman."
There is a slight resemblance to Dustin Hoffman.
No, I didn't.
There is.
In a good way.
Buzz, there is no good way. Just no good way. Oh, and I want to mention a nice thing here about a theater. The Regal Theaters, the only reason I'm giving them a plug, they ran no commercials.
Hey,
they
ran them.
Just coming attractions, no commercials.
And they got a great usher over there.
Oh, that's right.
That's and we didn't even use the free tickets.
You didn't?
No, we paid. What the hell?
Good for you.
What the hell? Mike, let me see. I know you love Kenny Rogers. You love everything about him.
I like the guy on Mad TV that does, "This is Kenny Rogers."
Oh, did you see?
I don't understand that impression, but it makes me laugh every time I see it.
Did you see Frank Caliendo on the Fox show yesterday?
Not yesterday. I saw him the week before when he did Dr. Phil.
He did a mediocre Regis.
Right.
But the woman who I find the most annoying on Mad TV,
right,
did a killer Kelly Ripa.
Ooh.
Where she really had all the mannerisms down.
Right.
Give me the names of some of the girls on Mad TV.
You know, they deserve credit, but it's hard to remember them and bring their names up.
Anybody at all? Ferris, anybody? Yeah, Christ. Someone will come in and tell me. Buzz, will you do a search?
Yes, I'm looking now.
Okay. Because she's in everything on Mad TV. I think
she might be the
one that plays the mom of the character.
Of Stewart?
Of Stewart, the guy that I hate.
Yeah, it probably is her.
Anyway, she's
God, I wish I knew. They deserve credit, but they don't get the same kind of splash, and it's all of our faults. We should memorize their names because they're all brilliant.
Yeah, but they're women.
Thank you, Rob.
Well said. So, Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers is causing riots. This is in Hazleton, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, somewhere up there. 19 people were injured at an incident involving a bodyguard hired to protect Kenny Rogers.
He still has bodyguards?
Yes. Kenny Rogers has a book that's out. Oh, I bet everybody's calling with the woman's name. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, it's Mo Collins.
Mo Collins. Very good.
That's it, winner. And isn't she annoying on that show Mad TV?
I mean, fantastic.
She's funny.
She does the Stewart's mom makes me laugh. She's
she
funny.
She does Stewart's mom perfect.
Yeah, if you like Mad TV, you love Mo Collins.
That's
That's
the one thing I don't. The one bit I don't like is that Stewart and mom.
It's kind of if you watch the show for a long time, it's kind of like original bit.
I have the only one recently that made me laugh in the last couple of years.
Right.
It was where he was supposed to go out with his dad. He didn't want to go to his dad. And he came out wearing his bathing suit.
And he's wearing like the real little Speedo.
Yeah, I mean,
as a grown up guy,
he does everything.
I know.
But as this gentleman says, she does that mom perfect. Like it's an impression.
Mo Collins, that's her. That's it. You got it.
Duh.
And hold on, here's a guy already coming on the Kenny Rogers thing.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Justin, hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Is this Justin Johnson?
Spoof, actually.
Justin Johnson.
No,
Justy Johnson.
Justy Johnson.
What, Justin?
The Kenny Rogers thing is a spoof. It's not true. Look at the call letters for the station.
I'm not looking. I don't see any station you're talking about. I'm talking about there was a book signing.
Yeah, that's a spoof. It didn't really happen. It was on a fake website.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, the radio or the TV station that said it happened was WTF. What the?
Okay, I get jokes, but I don't see anything here that says a TV station.
It looks awfully genuine.
Yeah,
I have Hazleton police report a book signing at the bookstore on South Main Street became violent when a female fan of Kenny Rogers asked the singer to sign a part of her body.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying,
it did never happen. It did not happen.
How do you know that?
Well, I can't tell you because you kicked me off the radio then.
Well, if you say you heard it on another show, that's okay.
Yeah, I heard another show and they called around this morning and figured out that it was a spoof.
That's all right. Okay, we appreciate the heads up.
Thanks.
No problem, guys.
All right. Pound sand.
And for all those people that say we steal from other shows, please remember when we get a call like that.
Right.
That means we don't.
Right. Well, you know, it's a story that's out there.
Right.
I didn't know it was
fake. It's an urban legend category now.
All right. Here's something that's not a fake.
What's to say that's not Kenny Rogers' spin control?
Maybe that's Kenny Rogers himself that just called.
Hello, it's a spoof. This is Kenny Rogers.
Did you know that Julia Roberts had conjoined twins?
Conjoined?
Yeah,
joined at the head. At the head, absolutely.
And at the feet.
Right. Yeah, they make a perfect circle.
Here's the thing about this that nobody's commenting on. Uh-huh. Julia Roberts had twins.
Yeah. One named Phineas.
Big deal. Right. The names are Phineas and Hazel.
Can she be any more an actress?
Phineas is like, what's the Ringling?
Phineas Fogg.
P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Mm-hmm. Barnum. I was going to say Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. And the only Hazel I can think of is Shirley Booth.
Right. Yeah.
That was Hazel on TV.
And a hideous, looking woman in general. Pretty name, though. This is the theme from Hazel?
Yes, it is.
So you give the girl the name Hazel, which guarantees her, like, you know, unless she's incredibly beautiful, she'll have the ugly stick name.
Hello.
And then you give the guy, Phineas is the boy, and that means, you know, that's a ticket to get beat up on the school year.
Oh, yeah. Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Eric.
Listen, it's absolutely true. I got two things, Don. That's absolutely true about Kenny Rogers. Just seen it on CNBC about an hour ago. Also,
okay.
That's something for Bud. Hey, fucking idiot!
He's destroyed his credibility.
And perhaps his car.
I don't know what that is. Okay, before we run out of time here, I want to take calls. What, another Kenny Rogers call? Jesus.
This is Kenny Rogers.
Rich.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're doing great.
The situation you're describing about Kenny Rogers was a Reno 911 episode on Comedy Central.
Was it really? Buzz, you watched that show?
I do, and they had a Kenny Rogers episode on Reno 911. But
all right, well, color me dumb, okay?
Okay,
it won't be the first time. That's
Brian Wilson is God. Brian Wilson is God.
Okay, thank you.
That much we can agree on.
Bye bye. There you go. Color me dumb, and that's
This is Brian Wilson,
and that's the new color in the new Crayola. It says dumb. It's just me.
Yes.
It's a picture of me.
I feel very unsettled about the entire Kenny Rogers issue right now. I do not feel we have had a definitive answer on this.
Well, maybe we'll get it in the phone scan, which is coming up. Let me give you a Thanksgiving feel-good, though.
Love to hear it.
Okay? Here you go. And I want to dedicate this one to Justy Johnson.
Oh, that's nice. All right, one for JJ.
Oh, tonight, when he's on Ron and Fez, please call him Justy. Yeah. I don't know if Ron and Fez are going to do it, but I wish all the callers would call him Justy. And same thing on the Hideout tonight with J Dubs.
Justy Johnson.
Justy. Here you go. Here's your Thanksgiving feel good. Let's go to Worcester, Mass.
Ah, my grandmom's hometown.
Yes. Now, first, you should know there's going to be a problem because it's Gonzalez Ocasio.
Okay.
You gotta know, you know, it's not Smith, it's not Jones, it's someone who came from somewhere else.
Yeah, that'd be Gonzalez Ocasio.
To live here, right? Okay. And I know, don't give me the thing, everybody came from somebody else.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
from
that.
From some other place.
Sorry about that Walmart
card. Here you go. So you've got all of these people, and they're having a big feast. And the father, Gonzalo Sr., yells at the kid's uncle. Okay, so there's an 18-year-old kid and his dad and an uncle. The dad yells at the uncle, "You're out of your mind. You're eating your turkey with your fingers. You're not using a knife and a fork.
Okay.
Have some friggin' manners." Well, they start yelling at each other. The guy says, I mean, it's a long, drawn-out story. The guy says, the meat is tender. I'm using my fingers because it's easier than cutting it. And come on, it's Thanksgiving, and what the hell? The other guy says, "You are making a scene in front of my family on this Thanksgiving day."
This is a senior.
Yes. "Stop eating with your fingers." So they started fighting. And Frank, who is the old guy, he stabbed the other guy with a carving knife.
With the turkey carving
knife. Turkey carving
knife. Wow. Killing him?
Mike, we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Still in the hospital.
Oh, all right.
So it's not a total feel-good.
You never know. Well, unless you can work Kenny Rogers into it somehow.
But it's a feel-good because it's a bunch of foreigners. And I know, don't tell me. I mean, we're all foreign. But, you know.
Sure. I understand what you're saying.
I picture like everything. Like 8,000 of them crammed in a one-room house.
Under stress. Tapped with the carving knife. That says feel-good right there.
Gotcha.
And I barely spit that out.
Don't eat with your fingers. Come here. I'm going to stab you with a carving knife.
I've had trouble speaking since Justy Johnson's been in here.
You know why?
A little feel good.
I think it's got something to do with what he's got under his sweater.
Oh, yeah. That's all I can think of is those mitts.
Let's do a phone scan at 877-365-3636.
I think I know what I'm going to give him for Christmas.
What?
A Christmas tree ornament, but I'm in the shape of that thing that Janet Jackson wore.
Canada 800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067. It's the rotating random phone scan.
It's the sun.
Justy Johnson. Why is that so funny? We accept him as J-Dub,
right?
Which is a dumb DJ made-up name.
But a real good one is Justy Johnson.
Double J.
Now we're going to need to get him a hat that says Justy.
I guess he wears his J-Dub's
hat all the time. Your calls, phone scan coming.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's the music. What?
I said that's pretty.
Shut up, you. Oh, I didn't mean that.
I know that.
Hush, please. We'll be right back with the phone scan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. What a great football weekend it was. 8,000 great games on yesterday. Oh, and we'll be up in Baltimore this weekend. I like when you put your arms in the air when the horns are like
that. I can't help myself. It's an involuntary moment.
Are you going to do it again when it happens right here? Oh, you missed it. There wasn't one there. Still no horns. Here it comes. Hey, you got it. We'll be in Baltimore this weekend. Me and the wife, going to the Ravens game. And then we'll be on TV with Marty Bass.
Marty Bass after the Ravens. When's that? After the Ravens game?
Yeah.
And it's on Channel
13?
13.
Baltimore. Looking forward to going up to Charm City this weekend.
Get some English just fried chicken.
See some real football. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello?
Hello.
877-365-3636. You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, buddies.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was looking at the website, and I just have to say that, Mike, you're kind of looking like Don Imus in the top corner picture of you.
Don Imus? I look like a lot of people, but Don Imus is not... First of all, Don Imus, weighs like 87 pounds.
Yeah,
I mean, that
you're
alone.
You're at the opposite spectrum of Don Imus. You got the similar facial features.
And how handsome are you?
I'm more in towards you. I mean, if that's any clue. I'm kind of ugly.
I don't think this kid has any idea what he's talking about, because, I mean, Don Imus, I've been called... Let me tell you, if you want the book on who I look like, it's been anyone from Brian Dennehy to Vincent Price.
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
How old was Vincent Price? It was
Vincent Price right before he died.
And, you know, listen, we are brave enough to have our pictures on the website, and you want to attack the way we look, that's fine. I've got to think, though, that you're some pimply...
And he hung up.
That is not his name.
Oh, dear. You know, it's the holiday season. We've kicked it off already.
The guy called me Richard.
Yes, he did.
And he looks like Milhouse from The Simpsons. Yeah,
the arrow must have struck close to home.
Yes.
And everybody in the building hit the button.
Wow.
For God's sake.
That little rat boy.
He doesn't even know your name, Don.
That's terrible.
He called you the wrong name.
That's right. Well...
Ah, yes, it's time for a musical interlude.
Let me just say, hi to Justy Johnson.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Justy Johnson's picture will be, speaking of our website, will be up on DonnaMikeWebsite.com, along with today's recap of the show.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com?
That's right, Don.
Yeah, you know, I've heard
add that to the list, though.
I've heard a lot of weird ones before.
Yeah, that's up there.
Okay, come on. Jesus Christ. You know, come on. Let's go with the delay here. I mean, please, we need a faster delay.
Here it comes.
Let it catch up.
Everybody in the building hit the goddamn button. All right, you're going to make me do this.
Oh, good.
I'm going to send this out to Justy Johnson.
I hate this song already.
And his mom, the janitor.
I hate this song anyway.
It don't rain in Indianapolis.
Oh, I wake up in the morning.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops, hi. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, I have a feel good for you guys.
All right.
Okay, so picture this. It's Thanksgiving. Guy has everybody over at his house.
Now, well, is this a real story, a news story?
I swear, it was on our local news in Sacramento.
Okay.
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 Is this about the guy with the grenade?
No. This is even better, I think. So
excuse me, sir. I'm having a great deal of difficulty concentrating because...
Why, Mike?
Because this music's playing in the background.
I don't hear any music.
Here we go.
That ain't loving me.
And if that's not loving me... Have you ever had a song that took longer to get to the hook?
No. Oh, this is... this has only been 1 minute and 18 seconds, Mike. This is for Justy Johnson.
Oh, yeah. God didn't make this
week. And the Colts.
It don't rain in the afternoon.
It's on his back.
There it is.
It's on his back. Listen, the feel goods.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Leave the driving to us. Thank you. I mean, we get a million of them.
You can submit them in writing, and please send them in triplicate.
We'd appreciate that.
Yeah. It has to do with somebody's mother-in-law and shooting him.
Okay, that's great. We know those stories are out there. Please send...
Now, you didn't show any self-discipline. We asked you to send that in.
Couldn't restrain yourself.
Please send it to Don and Mike Feelgood's North Pole.
And you know, with the time difference, there's still plenty of time on this good-looking Monday to go hurt yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Dweezil Zappa.
Hey, what's happening, honey?
Three.
Hey, I don't think that Phineas and Hazel are going to have any problems with their names at all.
That's a good call.
We get jokes. However, it would have been funnier if the guy had called and said, hello, this is Apple... Apple Coldplay.
Or you could say, this is Rumor Willis.
Right, Stout Willis. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Phone scan, yeah, hi.
It's Moon Unit Zappa. I'm just calling to confirm things.
Okay, everybody's getting into it now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rob A.
Phone scan, hello.
Rob A.
Rob's here.
The woman for you, Rob.
She was not jingle worthy.
Who is this?
What are you doing here?
This is Karen.
The real Karen.
This is
yes, but she is a head janitor. Okay. Isn't that something? How about that?
Oh, let it go, Karen. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Give a girl a theme.
There you go, S-I-K, self-important Karen.
Hello, Don and Mike show. S-I-C-K.
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike.
That means sick. All I did was spell the word sick.
Sick in the head. She ought to get her ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Isn't that jingle worthy? Hey, anybody notice that Jim Mora Jr. has, even though the Falcons are winning,
right,
at his press conferences.
Does he have father's tendencies?
He has the potential.
Oh, fantastic.
Even, I was watching him yesterday on the ESPN show, the Chris Berman show,
right,
and he's all defensive because they're saying the Falcons are 8-2, but you don't play anybody that's any good,
right,
and you win all the games in the last minute, and he almost got it wound up to that thing like his dad did.
Oh, we can only hope.
I think as soon as Atlanta starts to lose, you're going to see him crack like his old man.
You know, the NFL needs a little of that. It really needs a little of the coaches going a little berserk.
Yeah.
And I don't think we can rely exclusively on Bill Parcells and guys like that anymore. And there are no Ditkas anymore.
Not fair. Well, what happened was, that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked.
Yep.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job.
Great take.
We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
That is someday.
That's the best.
Yeah. Someday his son has the potential. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, phone scan. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, my company sells the Janet Jackson nipple ring that Mike was talking about earlier.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. I was just making a joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I thought you were serious.
Because if you want.
Or am I? Hello.
If he calls back, ask if he come has it in the larger size.
Yeah, go for J-Dub. Hello, you're on the air.
You mean the longer size.
For Justy. Hello.
Hey, Don, quick question. Did you get that Kenny Rogers story from Fark.com?
Fark? F-A-R-K? No, I did not. I got it from MSNBC.com.
I work in radio. I work in radio, and I used that story this morning as well.
You work, yeah. Oh, you're a radio guy?
Yeah.
Disqualification.
Even if the guy was trying to help. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Bless you, Mike.
Bless you, Mike. Bless you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Got a question for Don.
Yes.
Is one of your Christmas wishes to actually have a straight son or have ratings as good as Howard Stern?
Is one of your Christmas wishes to call...
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
To call with your boyish...
Baba Booey.
A groundbreaking prank.
Go ahead, and wow, do I have egg on my face now.
We all do.
Yes. I love it. I love it when all you boys whose testicles have not dropped call the show.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
It does get old, just like a certain show I listen to occasionally.
Yeah. I happened to turn that show on as well this morning for a couple of minutes.
Oh, God.
Robin.
You know, now, I mean, you would think now Robin, with the whole thing with satellite and all that there'd be a little invigoration, I hope.
Yeah. Robin, I don't know. They paid $3.5 million in fines. Excuse me, I can do the mic like he does.
Mm-hmm.
$3.5 million in fines.
You know, if we had a mixer, what you'd want to do is you'd want to turn up your bass. Now, everybody else around you would have to have their treble turned up all the way, but you'd want to turn up the bass so that it would be, okay, Robin, can we bring in the girls now? Bring in the girls now.
All I know is if that's the greatest thing, the satellite radio, get your ass out of here, go do it.
Have fun!
Otherwise, shut up. Just, and the people that run this company, God, what cowards they are. You know, anybody check out, and the satellite services are getting ridiculous promotion out of this. Like the big caricature today in the Washington Post of Howard Stern and Mel and the guy from XM Radio.
Bring in the girls now.
So what I don't get, it's a free country. Mm-hmm. The guy got a side deal with the other employer.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. But when I turn on the Stern show, all I hear him is saying, radio is dead. The radio you're listening to is dead. I'm going to the satellite thing. Meanwhile, the people that run this company, this is how short-sighted they are. Rather than have the stones to tell the guy, hey, listen, just do a show.
Right.
Just do a show and shut up or else. All they're concerned about is counting the dollars they're going to bring on in on the advertising
in the short
on this
term, right.
In the short term.
Right. That's unusual for this company.
Yeah, I know, because
never done
this is a very strong company with a very strong backbone.
And absolutely very far-sighted leadership. Yeah.
But I want to tell you.
Wow.
That was a great prank call.
Yeah. Thank you.
That last call that we got.
Thank you.
Just go read.
Thank you. May.
And I did hear Howard Stern this morning. Some brilliant radio. I don't know about you, but I love hearing about Howard Stern taking his model girlfriend to buy clothes. And guess who he runs into?
Who?
Les Moonves and Julie Chen.
Hey!
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
How about that?
Yeah.
May. How about that?
All right.
Going to satellite. Okay, go. Leave. Get out of here. If you're leaving, for God's sakes. If you had any boss that had any kind of a spine, he'd just say, go. You know, they did that with a lot of other people in this company. Mm-hmm. You know, they got no problem paying people off and just saying, get lost.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's not our problem.
No, it's not.
We're happy where we are.
Sure.
We're terrified of the satellite thing. I'm terrified.
And those calls.
I gotta tell you, I'm so afraid.
Help!
I really believe sometime in the next 15 to 20 years, satellite radio may actually be a dominant force.
Help!
The thing is, 15 or 20 years from now, I'll be living on a boat in a foreign country. I'm all for regular radio.
It just gets old.
Yeah, you bet your
ass. Oh, it's old already.
You bet your ass it does. And what they do here is if someone calls and calls me Richard, they delete that out.
Right, yeah.
But meanwhile, he can still run his fart sound effects. He can still have all... You throw baloney at girls' asses. And on top of it, spend 20 or 30 minutes promoting the fact that he's leaving this company to go work somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, that's smart business. That's good.
Sure is.
Happy holidays.
We're back.
Happy holidays.
Turn the bass up someday. Listen, that's what it's saying.
Me. You know, he's okay. I mean, he's the gold standard for what
sure,
he does, but
of course.
Just shut up, dude. Somebody in this company should grow a set, for God's sakes. Well, they got no problem stepping on wussies like us.
Yeah, they do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Talk about no backbone. We're the ones with no backbone. Christ. We're like a welcome mat here. Hey, Don and Mike, we got some new executives who want to come to town and just rub their muddy feet all over your backs. Would you lay down on the floor for about 20 minutes so we can just cram all this mud on your back? Sure.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Sure, we'd love it. Oh, and incidentally, if any of your callers ever say anything, it will immediately be deleted.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Hello?
Hello.
But we are making the best of the situation.
Incidentally, for that last caller, you're welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Jean Benet. You think Phineas got problems?
You know, I think we need the crickets, Robbie.
Good God.
Jean Benet. I mean, besides the no.
Just
yeah, come on, this
so
is
many
for
levels.
You.
God,
not funny. And then he laughs at himself.
Sure,
he loved it. Hello.
Hello, still here?
Oh, he's still here.
I'm good. Hey, you know what's up with this stupid board? That today I can't take the mics out of audition.
Oh, okay, I see.
What are you doing here? Because I wanted, thank you very much, I wanted so much to leave them on, and I went like that with our, it turned my microphone off, and Mike's microphone off.
Is mine off?
Yours is on, Mike.
I
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering when I can go listen to some crap.
Is he talking about your band, Mike?
Yeah.
The band hasn't been the band was disbanded well over a year ago, sir.
Oh, you see, it's been updated on the JFK website.
It's what?
It's up to date on the, or not up to date, but it's listed on the JFK website.
Rob, you're going to have to interpret for
it's
me.
It's listed on the JFK website. Well, go to donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah. I was actually on the fan sites for your band, and they say you're going to be in Ozfest.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Rob A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
You bet. All right.
You've made him very happy.
Thanks
sir.
For calling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, we're not going to satellite. What can we do for you?
How come Rob doesn't do the best part of the show anymore?
Well, we've not gotten any good calls today. And why, do you think you're deserving? And we don't do the best caller on the show, do we?
I don't even know what he's talking
about. We've never done that.
How come Rob doesn't call them stupid women whores anymore?
Oh, my God.
That's a good point. You know, we need Rob to do that more often.
Why don't you call stupid women whores anymore?
You know what? The callers have been better. We threw one out last week.
You know, you could have done one just a few minutes ago. But see, you attach yourself to somebody because you like that other person, Karen, that called in.
Yeah.
And she deserved it more than any woman has ever deserved it.
I handed her something softer.
Hello.
But with more meaning.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scam.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Happy belated Thanksgiving here.
Yeah, shut up. What can we do for you?
No, just calling to say hello. Did you ever hear the tape?
Okay, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scam. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell Rob A. that you can't forget the scam, that you can't spell sick without that C.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, I think I already used that joke,
you
right?
You did, but it's nice that he repeated it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just not as funny.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Just wanted to say enjoy your show every day.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that...
Can I tell you something? This is becoming the most tedious segment we do.
I know. I love it.
Thank you.
This is the best part of the day.
We're calling. Yeah. All right. That's what they tell me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I got a American Idol update for you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, we'll stop it here. What's the update, friend?
I work at the pizzeria, and I deliver to the airport in Buffalo.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I saw the whitest, redheadedest, scariest-looking American Idol I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, isn't John Stevens from Buffalo?
Yes, he is.
And God, what does that say about me? Wow. Kill me now, Jesus. I remembered his name.
You know, I know American Idol.
I won't be doing that when we go to satellite.
Am I the only one who's watching Survivor on this show right now? Because Survivor on Thanksgiving night, it's the greatest. They turn the tables on the women.
I seen it. There's only one guy left. And,
yeah, but he did it. He got it.
He made it.
He
yeah.
infiltrated, and it was fantastic. Because the smug Amy with her little... I just wanted to get this off my chest. I actually went back and watched it again and again and again. The very end. And it was so great because Amy, the smug, like, total dominatrix that mind melds with everybody and controls everybody, he got in her kitchen. And it was fantastic.
Which, because you have a kitchen on a desert island.
Oh, it's an expression.
Kitchen. Explain, please.
You got an in your kitchen.
Mike, I'm kidding. I get jokes.
Is Rudy still on?
No, he's not. You don't watch it. I know you don't watch it.
Don't
shut
take,
up, you. You don't watch it.
I don't think so.
That Richard guy? No, not
Hey,
Richard.
Hold on. Where's the guy that won the prize? Where's the guy hang up?
Oh, what a shame.
Hello? I don't know what happened to the guy.
And for what it's worth.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
what?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
What, Rob?
He made it up.
Yes, Joe Doctor.
It was a lousy update on American Idol.
I enjoyed it. What?
What?
Hello.
Survivor, huh?
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, you want a prize?
Sure, yeah.
Beautiful, you got it. What's your name?
My name is Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Maine.
Greg, you've got a $20 Tower Records gift card from Tower Records and TowerRecords.com essential to your collection.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, Don, can I say one thing quick?
Sure.
The reason I was calling is I don't think you're Dustin Hoffman lookalike. I think you're a cross between Richard Dreyfuss and Dustin Hoffman.
Well, you know, that's his way of saying he loves you.
It just gets better and better for me, don't it? Yeah.
Boy, buy me a mirror for Christmas.
A Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Today's top story,
a
controversy over Santa's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
She's a whore.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Dirty whore. Buzz, thank you. Mike, that was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
All right, here. We mentioned if you want to see J-Dubs and the Indianapolis tattoo on his back.
Justy Johnson.
DonandMikeWebsite.com under the other the daily show logs. And... we are heard in Houston, Texas on KIKK, Johnson, Pennsylvania, The Edge, Las Vegas, KSFN, and Buffalo. I told you the Bills would kick ass. I got Willis McGahee. I got 30 points from that motherfucker this weekend.
I don't even know what I did.
Oh, you got killed by Beth Ann.
92.9
WBUF. You know, I just got a tip from someone and went to the WBUF website, and I see that they've stopped playing records. It's now Buffalo's FM Talk.
Very good.
92.9 WBUF. That's very good.
Buena suerte.
More talk, less rock. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Buzz and News. Buzz brought to you by Vero Max. Ah, damn, I got to look before I press.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed and clinically tested. It's patented. Vero Max, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, there's a controversy over Santa's choice for a girlfriend in the central New York town of Latham. Latham is a suburb of the Albany, Schenectady, Troy metropolitan area, and it's the home of Sebastian's Strip Club. The club has a giant inflatable Santa on its roof. It seems appropriate enough. What strikes people as inappropriate is the fact that he's holding a female love doll. She's covered, wearing a t-shirt that says, "I've been naughty." There have been numerous complaints, mostly from parents who don't want to have to explain any of this to the kids. They're still shaken by the whole Monday night football debacle.
Right.
The town officials in Latham say Santa Claus becomes a sign when he's used to promote a business. And as a sign, town officials have the authority to order Santa taken down. This is the third complaint in 3 weeks at the strip club about the club's outdoor decorations or signs, if you will.
Don't get happy.
Did you see any of the stuff on the news over the weekend? I know you've seen at Burger King those gigantic SpongeBob things.
Yes, right.
Those big blow-up 6-foot SpongeBob things.
Mm-hmm.
People are stealing those and writing letters to the Burger King, not goofing, saying, if you want it back, give me $1,000.
Because it's just so darn popular. It's the same reason you couldn't get into the movies a week ago.
Right.
SpongeBob!
People love him. every year, there's at least one story about a guy who puts up so many Christmas decorations, his neighbors complain about the traffic.
I insist on putting more this year.
Oh, speaking of, I'm going to write myself a note.
Why are the elves wearing brown?
But, you know, my wife is always jumping on my ass. You don't do anything around the house.
Uh-huh.
You're lazy. You don't do anything that a man does. Well, I said to her, I want to put the Christmas lights up this year on the house because I'm up on the roof all the time with the TV antenna.
You like being up there.
I do. I like it. Yeah. And I never do anything like that. Here's what she said. Let's hire a company to come out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing more emasculating than hiring some handyman to come to your house to string lights on your gutters.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, that's my point, Mike.
I agree with that.
Buzz.
Well, as for the
why are you hiring somebody to do it?
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it because I'm so bad at it.
Well,
I'm really bad at it.
I mean, I'm
horrible at it. If I did it, it would just look like a, you know, what's that?
How can you be bad? It's so easy.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy for me. It's not easy because I don't know where the outlets are.
What you do is you get a thing, you screw it into your porch. And then you can control the lights with your light switch.
Well, come on over.
So you're already making it.
Lord knows with the hair thing, you still owe it to me anyway.
Very busy.
Making it very complicated for me now. I don't know this thing you're talking about.
Oh, it's easy. It's so great. great.
What do you mean, those, screw it into your porch?
They make a bulb adapter that has an outlet on the side of it.
And it looks like a light bulb.
Oh, I know what that is. I've seen those.
Sure. Yeah, and that way you can control your lights with your light switch.
So don't you think that I could handle doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and my wife was saying to me today,
don't tell the Chinaman, because he told you not to go up there.
Oh, my DirecTV guy, Young. No. Oh, who's going to come on the show and sing?
Good.
I got a big ass tree in my new yard. I mean, a really, like, and it's a spruce,
yeah,
and it's huge. It's massive. I don't think I'm capable of, I'd like to put bulbs all over that thing, but I don't think I've got the equipment to do that. So that's why I was thinking of hiring somebody, you know, with a, either a big ladder or a cherry picker or something like that.
Get a stick. They do sticks.
I got a great ladder.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Mr. Christmas. Father Christmas over here.
Oh, oh, oh.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
And you missed over here his comment about the ladder.
I got a great ladder.
He's got a great ladder.
Oh, the one with the one that's got the grease on it.
Yeah. The one that he pushed his wife off.
The Lightning 2000 ladder. Lean it against the power lights.
Well, I'll talk about a do-it-yourselfer in a second, but I want to talk about this guy who had this giant Christmas display. As I said, the neighbors complained about it. They complained about the traffic that came. But in California's Silicon Valley this year, the neighbors have a new complaint. Unhappy that his $150,000 lighted display has been banned after 6 years, Alan Aerts has put up only one decoration this year, a 10-foot-tall Grinch. It's so big you can see the Grinch's rotting teeth and his bloodshot eyes. Alan's themed because this year he won't be able to pass along $10,000 in donations to Toys for Tots, money people dropped in the bucket last year when...
Nope.
A much bigger sight to be seen. This year, the music the neighbors will hear is the song, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
No contest.
Who could blame the guy?
Some of us, of course, are just trying to recover from Thanksgiving weekend, and some of us didn't recover. In Tahlequah, Oklahoma...
I got some few chest pains. First chest pains I'd had in 10 years.
No, I think he's still with us. But in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, three people died when their car collided with a truck carrying 11,000 pounds of frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
And I read the obituaries every day. Look at the ages of the people that died.
The driver ran a stop sign, and the car was flattened by the truck as the car passed under its trailer. The two people in the truck were not hurt. Ironically, Tahlequah is a Cherokee word meaning... Two is enough. And Thanksgiving weekend is a time for putting up Christmas decorations.
There you go, bud.
Even in Cooper City, Florida, where a man was putting up his Christmas lights. In Broward County, Florida, this time of year, you can do that barefooted. But you shouldn't, especially...
Okay, now I'm laughing.
Especially if your left hand is the one touching the live electrical wire.
Oh, no.
Funeral arrangements pending as you
go. Oh, dear.
Okay, now that... Winner!
Those are Buzz Burbank feel-goods.
Black Friday, meanwhile, was the day we celebrated our freedom to buy stuff. But it was truly a black day for some businesses
in... What are you booing about?
Black Friday.
Oh, we'd like it if it was White Friday.
That would be better.
God.
It really was a black day for some businesses in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hooligans squirted super glue into the locks of dozens of the town's biggest retailers.
Hello there. Welcome. Happy holiday. Welcome to Black Friday.
This delayed, the super glue delayed store openings, making an even longer wait for the people who showed up before dawn to get those bargains.
They're the people you were talking about.
These idiots. I've seen them on TV on every show. You know, and really.
Did you get the wake-up call from Target, by the way?
I didn't, but was it
anonymous? Target was doing wake-up calls for customers this year. I saw TV ads. Yeah,
see, that's what I call serving the customers. Yeah.
And they had a shot. I think it was Chicago, where the weather was awful, like wind chill, 13 below zero, real temperature, something like zero, snowing, and the idiots that got in line, the guy that was first in line at Best Buy, got there at 10 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
Wow.
To wait 8 hours for Best Buy to open.
Probably didn't even care whether he got a discount.
I just want to be first.
Oh, no. You know what he wanted? I think this was with the big come on. Was it a $19 DVD? Is that what it was at Best Buy?
I think it was $19 or $20.
Well, there you go.
And I think the deal was that each store had one.
Cool. The guy that they interviewed that was first in line was his mother a janitor?
In Detroit. Yes, yes, she was.
His name was Justy.
Well, in Lafayette, Louisiana, these people were extra frustrated. Old Navy.
Oh,
Old
Navy were on in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Exactly.
KBOL.
Hey. Where Old Navy was glued shut, Barnes & Noble glued. At least 200 locks had been chemically bonded. Quoting a locksmith for Papa Lock, we've never been quite so busy. Now, if only some super glue residue fingerprint could lead police to the perpetrator.
Hey, CSI.
The idiots. And you know the thing is with the TV stations that cover that on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's free publicity. It's like, we're here at Toys R Us, but I want to tell you, it's jammed crazy.
Look at these people. We could do some real reporting, but it's not easy.
But come on down. I'm wearing a sweater because I'm casual. I'm Kent Brockman.
Nice to be working here on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
And it was truly a Black Friday for the man who stood on the edge of the top of the Empire State Building. That is our story when we jump back.
Oh, all right, Dr. Death.
Here's all I have to say about that story on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
welcome to Black Friday.
The first message is, hey, Rob, Robert the Mailman.
Black Friday. Uh-huh. Be right back with more buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Redskins Radio, you get that? They're doing great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzzy. Brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight.
I know I'm late.
Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers.
Try Mavis. I hear you, baby.
Not Mavis Luno. Mavis Staples.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she turned that into a really great office store.
Yeah. She really has.
The Staples Singers.
And I love her center.
What's the chorus line there? What is it?
I'll take you there.
I'll take you there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Friday couldn't have been any blacker for the man who leapt to his death from the 86th floor of the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
That isn't easy. He had to climb over a security fence on the observation deck visited by millions of tourists every year.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't make it to the ground. He landed on a wide ledge on the 6th floor.
Oh, yeah.
Only fell 80 stories instead of 86.
Wow.
So, 5th Avenue during the holiday shopping with all those tourists in town wasn't closed very long.
Oh, yeah.
Landed on the ledge.
You freaking idiot!
Been 31 suicides from that building since it opened in 1931.
Oh, yeah. Man, 86th floor. How do you like that?
Freaking idiot! How about that?
One of the stars of Cheers, meanwhile, has also tried suicide.
I was hoping it was Kelsey Grammer, and I'm sad to learn it's not.
He's had the depression, but no. The Emmy and Golden Globe winner Shelley Long took an overdose of painkillers. She was reported to have been extremely depressed in recent months because her second marriage fell apart after 22 years. Friends say she was barely eating and spending long periods of time in bed.
Maybe she was reading her filmography.
The 55-year-old was taken to UCLA Medical Center on November 16th. She was released from the hospital last Tuesday. Her second husband, by the way, was a securities broker.
Her brother is really supporting her, though. Howie.
Howie Long.
What does this mean about the sequel to True Beverly Hills? Is it on? Is it off?
That'll get you depressed.
For her sake, it better be on. The most common method of suicide in India and Asia is a plant people call the suicide tree.
You are definitely Dr. Kevorkian
today. I had a suicide pact today. Cerbera odalum grows in those countries, but now coroners are figuring out the plant is also being used for murder.
Murder.
Murder made to look like suicide because of the unique method. In fact, doctors now believe this plant is being used every bit as often for murder in India and Asia as it is for its named purpose. Quoting one pathologist, it is the perfect murder.
Oh.
Too bad Christopher Reeve's not around to hear this. A woman paralyzed for 20 years is walking again after stem cell therapy. Stem cells from umbilical cord blood were used to repair her damaged spinal cord in China, where the science is not discouraged.
There's China again.
And finally, the Christmas spirit doesn't get any merrier anywhere than in Australia.
Really?
Because this is the time of year that guys who work together in the same job or factory or office celebrate a year of hard work by heading together to a whorehouse. Employers are so aware of this.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, best buddy?
Hey, no problem at all. Let's celebrate the holidays.
20 years we've been working together now.
Yeah, well, I mean, might as well do something special.
Listen up, Infinity bosses. Employers in Australia have become so aware of what this does for productivity, they've started picking up the tab for the annual trip to the whorehouse.
Well, that lets us out.
Yeah, get Todd Hughes on the phone.
One boss last year bought 5 hours of fun for the 5 guys who worked for him. Quoting him, it's a nice bonus for some blokes. The madams say they get a lot of requests for gift certificates, which answers the question, what do you get for the guy who's at everyone? I'm Buzz you. Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You.
No!
That's it. We got to go.
Ow.
Thank you, thank you, Phyllis Diller.
Hey, what a nice visit that was.
Thank you, Kenny, the tattoo artist. And, of course, thank you to Justin.
Justy Johnson.
You'll see the pictures of his tattoos on at mikewebsite.com. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Ron and Fez are coming up next day on WJFK and Alive 105 and on The Buzz in Tampa Bay. So please stay tuned for them. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
You know what about Uncle Billy?
Now, do you mean Beth Ann's Uncle Billy or the other?
No. It's a Wonderful Life.
What about him?
He's an F-stick. He is an F-stick.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.